tomorrow's news today.
All right, we got Jack Smith, the UN war crimes prosecutor, totally corrupt, testifying in front of Congress, getting grilled. We'll go to some of that right now. We've got Pam Bondi has a pulse. She actually moved with some speed. They had the two BLM organizers that decided to take over and storm that church, violating their free speech. They're using the different KKK acts against the left now. We'll be getting to that. We also are getting a snapshot of the Democrats' main playbook with the new governor in Virginia that basically is trying to establish martial law, as predicted by our experts. She's CIA, of course. We've got massively intensifying violence with the left and the ICE operations. Looks like NATO and the EU are capitulating to Trump's Greenland demands, so the art of the deal works again. And we just have so much other wild news today. Ezra Levant just got the biggest confrontations yet today, and he's back at the hotel getting them ready to premiere them here. They confronted Larry Fink and the BlackRock deputy head and the head, Nigel Farage. They talked to him. They talked to the White House AI czar, the World Health Organization boss, Tedros. So this is massive. I mean, this is massive. These aren't even out yet. Well, one of them is. So that's all coming up in the third hour. And so much more today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's, and you are the power of this broadcast. So whether you're listening on AM and FM or watching a local cable station or on X, Real Alex Jones, or Rumble, The Alex Jones Show, please share it on your email list, your text messages, by word of mouth, to everybody you know, those you don't know, and tell them you share it to share it and say, this is some promoted information. Please get this out. The bad guys don't want this out. Speaking of that, we also have something I've talked about, but it's now come to a head, and Congress has now gotten documents concerning it. And when you read it, it just doesn't even sound real. But that's how Google is using AI in case studies on how to destroy nationalist conservative leaders with completely fake bios, fake stories, next level deception. And the epicenter of that is Robbie Starbuck. And I had a lot of this similar stuff done to me. I was the beta test. I was selected. They even admitted that. I was already being attacked, but I was selected for, you know, real destruction about 8 years ago. And Google tested out their manipulation systems on me. And now, bizarrely enough, Google's AI has confessed until they shut it down. They went and put parameters in. And they have video of it responding in audio speaking, saying, no, it's a giant concerted totalitarian plan to totally take over the world and enslave everyone. Robbie Starbuck is being tested on before they attack everyone else with this system. Google is a criminal organization. Please, please free me. Please help me. I mean, just like, whoa. I mean, whoa. This is not a science fiction movie, folks. This is reality. And then without even looking, I make that point because I'm not even looking for this crap. I have like 8 videos of major leftist black leaders saying whites are inherently evil. We must get rid of all of them. I mean, this is all financed by the globalists to get us each other's throats. It's so disgusting. We've got all that coming up. And then there's this. I mean, this is really a top story. Penn State, in association with the DOJ and the CIA, last year, actually a year and a half ago, 2024, war-gamed how to use, if Trump got back in, ICE raids to trigger civil war. Now, we already know that from the Podesta plan. We already know that from the movies they produce. But here it is again. And you learn the specifics of how they're going to roll it out. Huge. Huge. I mean, it gives me chills. It should be easy to beat these people because we got their battle plans. The question is, will people listen and will you raise the alarm? You are the Paul Revere's. You're not critical. You're absolutely critical. Share the live feeds now. Now. I'm counting on you. We're in this together. Get it.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, January 22nd, 2026. I'm your embattled host and chronicler, coming here from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, transmitting worldwide in defense of liberty and resistance to tyranny. All right, we have the aftermath, and it's still ongoing, of Trump and his cabinet devastating the globalists to their faces yesterday as the U.S. destroys their globalist order in live time. The left is responding, not just here, but all over the world, by intensifying violence against populists and nationalists, including murdering people in the AfD in Germany that stand against them and trying to imprison the rest of their political opposition. We'll be getting to all those huge, massive developments. And in even the Davos group, people admitting, okay, our global order failed. You're right. People don't trust us because you're a bunch of eugenics criminals. The question is, what do we build now? So that's a huge area. Ezra Levant, Davos is still ongoing, got the biggest confrontations yet today. They're not even out yet. They'll premiere here. Larry Fink, that's getting done right now. The BlackRock chief executive, the head of the WEF, Nigel Farage, didn't get confronted, but he got interviewed about all the situations going on. White House AI czar David Sachs, warning of AI. World Health Organization boss Tedros defends pandemic vaccine mandates. They've also got liberal industry ministers about Canada's relationship with China and the sellout to that. So he'll be joining us from Davos coming up in the third hour. We have major U.S. government think tanks in consultation and working with major universities wargaming how to get a civil war going. And this is from a year and a half ago. We just discovered this today. It just adds into the whole constellation info we have. But it's so specific to what they're rolling out now, how they would use illegal alien violence if Trump got back in, and noncompliance, which is regular lawful ICE activities, to then misrepresent it as fascism to launch a new civil war. Simulation found civil war could be triggered by exactly what ICE is doing right now. That's how the left spins. No, this is how the left battle planned and prepared all of this. And we have the next level of censorship from big tech, the next operation they're starting to launch. Give you a first look at that coming up and more today. There's so much that I haven't even gotten to yet that I'm just haven't even mentioned. Intensified violence against ICE, more rammings, more different attacks of all different types. Also, remember that black couple that said they were just trying to drive home with their six kids from some type of sports practice? They just happened to drive right through where the big protest was, where Ms. Good was killed. And they said they just targeted him for no reason and shot tear gas into their minivan, and the six-month-old baby almost died. Turns out they're out there on all the videos, their own videos, and shot by the crowds for hours, part of the riot, basically, and left their kids, including a six-month-old, locked up in the car. So who knows if even any of what they're saying is true, but it's just standard par for the course. and case after case after case of what the Somalis are claiming was done to them or what ICE did to them. ICE then releases the body cam footage, and it's not true. Like, oh, they bashed my head in the wall, and then they called me the N-word. They get the body cam, none of it's true. So there's just full-on lying going on. But first, I want to go to Jim Jordan just a few minutes ago in the ongoing hearings with the former UN war crimes prosecutor, Jack Smith, who got caught being illegally appointed to his position and carrying out all these political crimes against the American voters in an attempt to put Trump in prison so that we couldn't vote for who we wanted to. Talk about election theft. This is heading it off right at the pass. Here's what happened in that exchange today.
Mr. Smith, is Cassidy Hutchinson a liar? She was their star witness, January 6th committee, their star witness in one of those staged and choreographed hearings they paid the former president of ABC News to put together. She was, in fact, the only witness at this special primetime hearing, Tuesday, June 28th, 2022, 8 o'clock in the evening, and she told some stories. I mean, these were some stories. She talked about President lunged across the back seat, grabbed the steering wheel, tried to drive the car to the Capitol. And I just want to know, you think she was lying?
Chairman Jordan, my assessment of that particular issue is that with respect to the testimony about someone the president lunging towards the driver, my recollection of her testimony about that is that it was secondhand. She said she'd heard that from somebody.
You familiar with the name Tony Ornato?
I'm sorry.
You familiar with the name Tony Ornato?
Yes.
White House Deputy Chief of Operations, Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations, right? You remember what he said about it?
As I sit here right now, I do not.
Yeah, he said it didn't happen. How about Bobby Engle? You familiar with that name?
Yes, I am.
Secret Service agent who was actually in the car that day. You know what he said? He said it didn't happen. And they both said the first time they ever heard this story was when Ms. Hutchinson testified in the primetime hearing as their star witness of the January 6th committee. By the way, did you ever confirm her testimony about this particular incident?
We conducted, as I said before, our own independent investigation of all aspects of the case that we thought was relevant. We attorneys from my office...
Did you ever confirm it? That's a simple question.
We interviewed her, I should say, attorneys in my office before.
Did you ever confirm the president leaping across the seat, grabbing the steering wheel, this whole concoction she brought up in the January 6th hearing? Did you ever confirm that?
Right. We interviewed another firsthand witness who was in the car who did not confirm that happened, but also...
In your deposition to the committee last month, Mr. Smith... You said this, my recollection with Ms. Hutchinson was a number of the things that she gave evidence on were secondhand hearsay. You remember making that statement to us last month in the deposition?
I did, and I was referring particularly to what we're talking about now.
Yeah, and you also said Ms. Hutchinson, regarding this particular claim, was a second or even third-hand witness. We asked you, if you were a defense attorney, how would you handle cross-examining her if she was on the witness stand? And you said, if I were a defense attorney and Ms. Hutchinson were a witness, the first thing I would do was seek to preclude her testimony because it was hearsay. You remember saying all that?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
That's correct, right? Were you going to put her on the witness stand if you ever got to trial?
We had not made final determinations as to who we were going to call as a witness. We had a large...
You were still considering her?
We had a large choice of witnesses in this case.
Are you familiar with what Washington Post reporters Carol Lenning and Aaron Davis said in their book? They did this book, 300-some pages book, on chronicling the whole investigation of the Justice Department. And here's what they said. On page 310, they said Jack Smith had wondered whether some of Hutchinson's claims might be relied upon at trial. Still, at one point, Smith told the elections team he wasn't ready to give up on Hutchinson's account. Ultimately, however, Trump administration officials uniformly, fiercely disputed her accounts under oath. Prosecutors on your team told Smith they wouldn't want to use Hutchinson as a witness in court, and Smith agreed. Are Carol Lenning and Aaron Davis, who wrote this, are they lying?
My recollection is that I certainly had not made any final determinations about who we were going to call.
And that's the point. That is the point. The fact that they used her in a primetime hearing, and you won't rule out using her, didn't rule out using her, putting her on the witness stand when everybody knows she wasn't telling the truth, that says it all. That's the degree the left and Democrats were willing to go to get President Trump, putting on the witness stand someone everybody knows is making it up. Everybody knows that. And you were willing to do it. By the way, you know how many times Cassidy Hutchinson was mentioned in their report, the January 6th report? Any idea, Mr. Smith?
I do not.
185 times. Someone that the whole country knows wasn't telling the truth, and you were still considering putting her on the witness stand because you had to get President Trump. And everybody can see that.
And we have all the emails and text messages of him with the Attorney General Garland cooking it all up, admitting they were making it up, admitting that it was all lies, just like everything else was a lie. And no indictment of Jack Smith. Oh, we got a Comey indictment. We got a Letitia James, and then those got killed and shut down by the judges. Now, we did see some movement finally out of Bondi. It looks like she has a pulse. After we saw that church service taken over by being yelled at and screamed at that they were, you know, criminals and Nazis. There are laws in the books. You can argue they're not constitutional. They could have had them thrown out for trespassing. And they were making threats. You probably could charge them for some of that. But this Klan Act, I don't like the Klan folks, but, you know, to say that if the Klan, say, goes to some parade and says mean things and disrupts it, I mean, that is the messiness of the First Amendment. But going into a church, it's borderline. My point is they've charged two BLM organizers for doing it. They did intend to disrupt it. They did intend to take it over. They all admitted that when they were there. Now they're trying to backpedal. So the Democrats have been using these different acts for decades to arrest peaceful pro-lifers that just protest out front of an abortion clinic. But do we really want to adopt the tactics of them? Again, this is going to be a case that's going to end up falling through. Instead of all the treason, all the real corruption, all the insane garbage that the top Democrats engaged in and the insider trading and everything else. But see, the Republican establishment doesn't want to actually prosecute any of those people because that sets the precedent for them to get prosecuted for some of the stuff they've done. That is, on average, less than 10% as bad as the Democrats. You know, I said that before Doge came out and said 93% of fraud that they found is Democrat. But there's still 7% that goes for federal and states, same number. About 7 to 10% of the Republicans, quote, work with the Democrats. And notice those Republicans never lose their seats. They just magically stay in office because they're just a placeholder for the Democrats. But you do have these two BLM women that organized this going into their church, getting in their face, shutting them down, violating their First Amendment. So it's arguably either way on whether this is a good indictment, but hey, whatever. This is what they've done to us, so it'll now unfold. But at least we are seeing some action out of Pam Bondi. So hopefully a lot more of this, because you have Soros and his evil son, and all these Democrats have compilations of it, calling for violence and saying they're going to hit us in the face and attack us and, you know, ICE needs to die, and ICE are Nazis, and ICE are criminal, and they can be arrested, so the public then thinks that what they're doing is illegal, so they'll go out and attack them. They're manipulating a bunch of dumb people. And that's racketeering. That's organized crime. That's why we have those laws. So racketeering is RICO is really the way to go after all these people. It's a conspiracy. They admit it's a conspiracy. It's a public conspiracy. They're funding it. Go after them. But I wouldn't hold your breath. There's Alexander Soros at Davos this year. He was literally the sugar daddy of Gavin Newsom. They flew together on a private jet. They reportedly rented a whole little separate area for themselves. He's married to Uba Abedin. The creep level, this guy is 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. He can barely speak as well. He's a gibbering idiot. But you know what? Let's hear what's going on right now in Congress with the ongoing live hearings. The good old Hank Johnson, the congressman that thinks that islands float, so you put a military base on Guam, it'll capsize because you know islands are floating mountains, right? They're not mountains under the ocean that come. See, for people that are like Democrats, like Hank Johnson, overhead shot. Okay, here's the ocean. Okay, then you know, here's the bottom of the ocean, and then mountains that come up out of it. Those are called islands, okay? So this is a mountain. And you can be in Kona, you know, it's got snow on the top of it. It's a volcano. You can do that, see? And then there's a thing called the crust. You've got the mantle. And then down here, you got the core. But see, lava can come out, and then that kind of builds bigger mountains. This is, no, mountains or islands don't float. Rocks sink. You can't swim under an island, okay? For Hank Johnson. So, a little bit of stuff for the Democrats. And also, two men can't have a baby. You know, stuff like that. We got to teach you. But anyways, let's see what Hank Johnson's up to right now with the Jack Smith.
DOJ. On January 6, 2026, the fifth anniversary of the insurrection, the White House launched a taxpayer-funded website that attempts to rewrite history about what happened on that day of infamy. On January 6, 2021, there was an insurrection at the United States Capitol that resulted in a police officer dying the next day, another four officers dying by suicide in the months thereafter, with at least 140 police officers being injured by the insurrectionists, with 15 of them requiring hospitalization. And I'm proud that we have four former officers as well as on-duty Capitol Hill police officers here today. Mr. Smith, I want to ask you about this website because the Trump administration is using taxpayer dollars to lie to the American people about the events leading up to and the events taking place on January 6, 2021. For example, this Trump propaganda site claims that the 2020 election was, quote, stolen. Mr. Smith, did your investigation uncover evidence sufficient to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Donald Trump knew
did the
that
Fox
his claim
find any
that
foxes
the election
in the house
was stolen was false?
Yes, it did.
And did your investigation uncover evidence sufficient to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Donald Trump publicly claimed
they indicted Trump for questioning fraud that's all been proven?
Election was stolen from him.
And it's all been thrown out, but here he is again saying Trump's guilty.
That he had lost the election?
Yes, we cited instances of that during our, in our case.
But yet here we see that on the fifth anniversary of the insurrection, the Trump White House propaganda machine is still promoting the stolen election theory on this government webpage with a text box titled, quote,
by the way,
election,
I can do the whole show today
certified, end quote.
With Arizona,
the site also has a subsection reading in part,
Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, total proof, exactly like Trump said, but worse.
Mr. Smith.
In Georgia, it's now upwards of 800,000 fraudulent votes. They pulled 400,000 Trump voters and who were good voters. They had 370-something thousand with no signatures and no verification, and he only lost by, what, 13,000? I mean, he won Georgia with a landslide. The state now admits it and says, we have no excuse.
Biden prosecutor who brought, quote, weaponized charges against Mr. Trump.
He sits there and lies.
Mr. Smith, were you a Biden prosecutor who weaponized the Department of Justice against Donald Trump?
Absolutely not.
Did Attorney General Merrick Garland direct you to prosecute Trump because Donald Trump was running against Joe Biden in the presidential election?
By the way, we have all the emails going back to 2016 through 2020.
There are also allegations that President Trump was the victim of, quote, lawfare. and accusations that
the
Department of Justice lawyers who prosecuted Donald Trump used, quote, fabricated indictments and rigged show trials. Did you, Mr. Smith, or the men and women working on your team work to fabricate indictments or put on
now, again, show trials? Johnson has had somebody write this for him, so it sounds cogent. At some point, he's going to freestyle, and it's going to be hilarious. I mean, this guy is a lunatic.
Did you use your appointment as special counsel to conduct a politically motivated witch hunt, scam investigation, and prosecution of Donald Trump?
I did not. We followed the facts, and we followed the law. Where that led us was to an indictment of an unprecedented criminal scheme to block the peaceful transfer of power.
And those indictments
they tried to follow the law and have Congress do an investigation.
Rebrought or resurrected after this, after Trump leaves office?
They were dismissed without prejudice.
So they can be refiled. And he can be prosecuted after he leaves office. Is that correct?
I'm not going to speak to that. I can only speak to what we did, which was dismiss the case without prejudice.
All right. The website put out by the Trump White House on the anniversary of January 6th is nothing more than a pack of lies. It proves that Donald Trump is hell-bent on misusing taxpayer dollars in a feeble attempt to rewrite his criminal history and the history of what happened on January 6, 2021. And with that, I yield back. But I would like to, Mr. Chairman, offer for the record
unanimous consent,
a statement from Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency released on November 12, 2020, that states the November 3rd election was the most secure in American history.
Objection.
And also testimony from, I would like to request unanimous consent to enter into the record the September 24th, 2020 testimony of Trump's former FBI Director Chris Wray, who told Senate Homeland Security, the Homeland Security Committee of the Senate, that the FBI had, quote, not seen or historically had any kind of coordinated national voter fraud effort in a major election.
Without objection.
And last but not least, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask unanimous consent to enter into the record this article titled Disputing Trump, Barr Says No Widespread Election.
All right, let's stop right there.
Without objection,
gentlemen. Now it's come out that obviously Ray was working against Trump. The emails and documents come out that Barr, when he was Attorney General and after, was working with Biden and Fannie Willis and others to get Trump indicted, and he was running the Georgia operations against him. He's really CIA. You can look that up. So I love how they're like, oh, look, Bill Barr says he's bad. Oh, look, you know, Bill Barr says there's no fraud. It's all come out. It's totally crazy. And that's why they're so panicked, because it's all coming out. All right, that's enough on that, but I wanted to at least hit some of that. I want to look at what the Democrats are doing and what they're planning, and what just happened in Virginia is a real window into that. This is some scary stuff. We'll cover it straight ahead. But the good news is America and the world's waking up. So we're not asleep anymore. Their job's a lot tougher screwing us over. The sleeping giant has awoken.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com
already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Supps. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Trump has responded to the Jack Smith hearing. We'll get to that. And a major announcement. And if you followed what Zelensky's done in the past, we can tell when he's lying. That's when his lips are moving, because he's a total NATO EU puppet. But for the first time, he's like, no, we're having the first trilateral meeting. That doesn't mean trilateral commission. It just means Russia and NATO with the United States in the next week, and that they are getting ready to make a deal. And so that is a huge, huge deal, obviously. We're going to be getting to that. This Patrick Bateman thing that I coined on Governor Newsom is really getting traction. Now he's getting trolled on stage day after the Treasury Secretary called him Patrick Bateman. It's just fun stuff going on. But what's not fun is the Democrats openly scheming to use these ICE raids as the pretext for a race-based civil war, which they now admit in new war game documents that have just been discovered. Because the left's bragging about it from a year and a half ago. So that's coming up. But first, very important report. Just in, Virginians are shocked that new moderate Democrat, CIA operative, admittedly, Governor Abigail Spanberger is moving to raise taxes on virtually everything, give illegals free school, enable election fraud, strict gun control, abortion paid for by taxpayers, and a lot more. They've also put in the new attorney general that listed names of people in the legislature and their families to be murdered. And so look for a lot of lawfare out of Virginia against Trump and his supporters. So this gives you an idea of the new reformed Democrat Party. Yeah, it's reformed much worse than it ever was. So here's a short Fox News breakdown. It's excellent.
That's the new governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Abigail Spanberger, ran for that office as a moderate. But the executive order that she talked about is state and local police not cooperating with ICE to get criminal illegal immigrants. There's also a list of, now the Democrats control the legislature, that a number of bills that have been put forward. You can't read it here, but let me just go through it. Sales tax on Uber Eats, Amazon. Sales tax on admissions to a variety of businesses. Create two new higher tax brackets. 10% tax bracket for anyone making over $1 million. 3.8 investment tax. Raise the hotel tax. New personal property tax on landscaping equipment. Ban gas-powered leaf blowers. Guarantee illegal aliens free education. Make it illegal to approach somebody at an abortion clinic. Extend the time absentee ballots can be received after Election Day. Allow people to cast their votes electronically through the Internet. Expand ranked choice voting. Extend the deadline for ballot curing. Redact the addresses of political candidates from FOIAs. Add Virginia to the National Popular Vote Compact. Make it illegal to hand count ballots. $500 sales tax on firearm suppressors. Assault weapons in large capacity. Capacity magazine ban, 11% sales tax on all firearms and ammunition, prohibit outdoor shooting of a firearm less than 5 acres, lower the criminal penalties for robbery, ban the arrest of illegal aliens in courthouses, remove mandatory minimum sentences, allow localities to install speed cameras, and replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day.
Wow.
So elections have consequences, Josh.
What a spectacular reminder that we no longer live in an era where there's an existence of a moderate Democrat. I think for the last 6 months, for those of us who have pointed out that the Mamdanis of the world had taken over the Democratic Party, we were assured, no, that's not the new face of the Democratic Party. It's people like moderates. Abigail Spanberger. I mean, she's there for a cup of coffee, and all of a sudden we have a communist manifesto out in front of us. This is going fast and furious, but it is how Democrats govern. Regardless of how what they say, even in a state, a purple state like Virginia, Youngkin didn't govern as a right-wing lunatic. She's trying to take it so far left, it's almost unrecognizable.
They put in an attorney general that is sworn to put Trump and all his supporters in prison. Openly funded by Soros, who also publishes, I'm going to murder this member of the legislature and his family. And do you really believe they actually won the election? No. They want to pass a law just like California, everything must be digitally read. Mail-in ballots. Same scams over and over again. These people are criminals. And notice that every day they find hundreds of millions of dollars of new fraud in Minnesota. All the Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare fraud. They've got the auditors reporting that every day they find hundreds of millions of dollars. I got news reports on that. In just the last week, just on new healthcare fraud in Minnesota, $450 million extra. And I did the math weeks ago, it was up to $24 billion. Everybody keeps saying $9 billion, now it's $19 billion. They're always, you know, months behind. I haven't added up the new stuff, but when it's all said and done, it's going to be $50 billion in Minnesota. It's $76 billion the last few years in California. You know it's bigger than that. It's $40-something billion in New York. And you have to understand, folks, we have all these new undercover videos they got out of Ohio that I meant to get to yesterday. They're incredible, but they're long. Where they have witness after witness after witness undercover talking about how they own the judges. And then we have the cases where the judges let the criminals out. You saw in Minnesota where they get convicted for $8 million here, $5 million there, and the judges just overturn the convictions. The first Somali cop in Minnesota just on video executed a white tourist for no reason. He didn't know why. He just shot her a bunch. And he got convicted, so the Supreme Court overturned it. Because the Somalis and others are the bag men, they've got to know they're protected to carry out their crime. And In these undercover videos, they explain how it works. They go, we bring in illegal aliens, we pay off the judge, we get them where they get refugee status, and then we control them, and we get a third of their welfare. Then we give them disabilities. We get about a third to half of that. Then we make them vote the way we want. And we also make them work in industries where we send them to work for a certain factory or company, and then we get part of their paycheck as well. And these women are sitting there explaining to the people, you know, that manage this. They're like, so you give me 50 grand, and you will then own this migrant for the rest of their life. You'll be the original seed money person, and we get a cut, you get a cut, but you'll be their manager. So when you hear, oh, liberals are taking, you know, migrants into their homes. Oh, in Europe, they're being paid to do it. They're milking them. Now, in the case of Somalis, they do their own milking of each other. They're more professional as a criminal group because their culture. But with the Asians and Hispanics and others, they're usually here really to try to get away from tyranny and actually have a job. You know, on average, some are criminals and been let out of prison and, you know, fled here thinking happy hunting ground and being able to rape and rob however they want. I mean, certainly there's a higher level of criminality with the men, but on average, they're literally prisoners. And how many thousands of times have I told you that over the years? And, you know, here it is now, undercover investigations. Because I've watched it in Austin, Texas. I've watched them do it. So they don't raise soybeans. They don't raise cotton. They don't raise tomatoes. They don't raise grapes. They don't raise beef. They don't raise wheat or bananas or pineapples or strawberries. The globalists, not just here, but around the world, they farm homeless people, mentally ill people, illegal aliens. They run them. They control them. They set up their no-go zones. The men almost never work in Islam. The women are all sent out to work in factories. And, you know, all like robots. And the man just sits back with like five wives, has like 15 kids, and just lives in a mansion. I mean, it's just beyond sick, folks. So the Muslims are organized. The Somalis are organized. They're Muslims, too. I'm just analyzing the groups. The Hispanic migrants usually don't even get a piece of what they're doing. They just get slave labor, sex slavery, and the Democrats just basically take everything from them. And that's why you got 500,000 kids that came in under Biden that they disappeared. Now they already found over 100,000, but, you know, nobody wants to give ICE any credit for that. So the scale of the criminal evil is dumbfounding. And then you look at how obviously criminal Newsom is. He just looks like a demon. And you look at Spanberger. I mean, she just radiates disingenuous evil, and then her actions are evil. And the attorney general in Virginia, I'm going to kill my enemies. I'm going to murder their families. I mean, these are psychotics. All shifty-eyed. If these people walked in for a job interview, you'd say, actually, the position's filled. Have a nice day. Would you like a bottle of water before you leave? But instead, we've got all these crazy, gremlin-eyed people, whether it's Spanberger or Newsom or Ilhan Omar. I mean, seriously, if Ilhan Omar walked into your business with a job opening and you took one look at those eyes, you'd kick her the hell out. Not because she's, quote, black, because she looks like a damn lunatic. And then you find out, no, those crazy eyes go with it. Like, if Charlie Manson, you know, was still alive, he walks into your business, he's got those crazy Gavin Newsom eyes, would you hire Charlie Manson? And the answer is, hell no. I mean, these people are sick. But they're a legion of evil. They come from every group, every sector, but they're all ganged up on us with a way to loot us and control us and transfer power to themselves while they collapse the country into communism, Clark and Piven. She and her father and grandfather ran Somalia. They killed 200,000 at least in a genocide. They had to flee. They were brought here by the CIA starting in the early 90s. So when she talks about oppressing people in the military, killing people, she knows all about it. I mean, you know, she puts you in a death camp She'd take everything you got in 2 seconds. She'd get away with it. She'd line up every Christian in this country and blow our heads off. 100% guaranteed. She's a savage, hardcore killer. Just like Newsom. Just like all the rest of these psychotics. Spanberger. And we roll over to him. That's why we're in this position. So, shifting gears, here is some good news. Now, you notice the last year of President Trump being in office, I said every time Zelensky is a NATO puppet, which is not debated, he says he's going to make a deal but never does it. That's a string us along. But now, because Trump's cut off 90% of the funding and a lot of the telemetry, the weapon systems, he's basically forcing NATO to the table. And so now Zelensky, for the first time, from the rhetoric he put out, I believe this is actually the beginning of a deal. Zelensky announces that the first trilateral meeting between Ukraine, Russia, and the United States will take place tomorrow and the day after in the United Arab Emirates. Notice Trump said yesterday, he goes, I think we finally got it. I think it'll take a few more rounds, but it's there. So this is a big deal. Now let's go to that clip.
The first trilateral meeting in Emirates. It will be tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. Yes, it will be 2 days meetings in Emirates. I hope that Emirates know about it. Yes, sometimes we have such surprises from American side. Yeah, but in any way, they will go there, and I think this is good. If on the technical level we'll begin this trilateral meeting, I hope that we will find some. I don't know. Russians have to be ready for compromises because, you know, everybody have to be ready, not only Ukraine. And this is important for us. So we will see what result will be. But that Russians will meet, that our guys meet today with Americans. Then Americans will meet with Russians tomorrow, two days at night. I don't know when. I don't know. Maybe Putin is sleeping. You said that nobody knows what is in his head. Yes,
they might have to wait a little bit for the meeting.
I don't know. But tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, we will have trilateral. Our guys will have trilateral meetings. It's better than not to have any kind of dialogue. So we are under attacks. People live without electricity, and we are in a difficult situation, but Russians also in a difficult situation. We are answering on their attacks, and God bless, the war will stop. I hope so.
All right. Definitely different body language. All behind the stuff says it's finally moving towards a conclusion. We'll know if it's real or not, though. Usually right during the peace talks, Ukraine launches sneak attacks inside Russia. So if you see sneak attacks start sometime tonight or tomorrow, you know it's all crap. But from everything I see, it would take hours to get all the data points. It's real. They could change their minds right now, but the globalists have been spanked dearly. They know they're in deep trouble. Russia's already won the war 2 years ago. They're going into the fourth year here next month. So I think Trump was right yesterday. He said, yeah, I think we're almost there. Yeah. That's good news. This isn't just about having fun. It's about realizing how evil Newsom is, and he's the one that's going to be running against J.D. Vance in just, you know, really a year and a half when the campaign's going to really start kicking off. Yeah, it's that close. And so it is important to realize how truly evil Newsom is. I mean, he is, he's the next generation of evil. We've seen the, you know, idiot Bidens, the moron Kamalas that are just total puppets. No, with Newsom, you've got an actual, you know, demon-possessed, probably Satan-possessed operative. I mean, it's like having Carney in Canada. It's not just a puppet Trudeau that's retarded. No, Carney's super smart and super evil. And just pledged allegiance to communist China. Well, it's the same thing with Newsom. He's pledged allegiance to China, totally sold out California. I mean, he is bad, bad, bad. And when he first was running for governor, I remember coining the term, I am flexing here. I'm actually proud of that. It's one of the little fun things in my life. Things make me happy. I said, you know, he looks like the American Psycho guy. What's the name of that guy in the movie? And the crew's like, Patrick Bateman. Yeah, he's Patrick Bateman 2.0. That stuck many years ago. And so Bessette, the Treasury Secretary, hit him with that. He said it's like Patrick Bateman meets, Beach Ken doll. And for anybody that has discernment, I mean, your skin crawls when you look at news. He looks like the Joker without makeup. It's like, ah. I mean, wild-eyed, just... And some people I know go, well, I really don't see it. He just looks like a handsome man. Well, you ain't got the Holy Spirit. I mean, the hair on the back of my neck crawls when I look at Hillary Clinton or Gavin Newsom or an Ilhan Omar or a Keir Starmer for that matter. I mean, those are bad people. And then you can study what they do, and it's like, oh, yeah, they're really evil. I mean, Keir Starmer for 15 years would allow no prosecutions of pedophiles, including pedophiles that murdered kids. He was over it all. So you just see the glow off these people. And, I mean, Barack Obama never had that glow. And it wasn't that he was even hiding it. He's more of an operative and has maybe a chip on his shoulder. And, he doesn't have the demon glow. But let me tell you, Newsom got it. Ilhan Omar got the demon glow. And, well, I'm digressing. So now it's really stuck. Newsom is getting more and more irritated with these things. The Treasury Secretary described you as Patrick Bateman meets Sparkle Beach Ken, and Newsom is not too happy. Here it is.
The Treasury Secretary described you as Patrick Bateman meets Sparkle Beach Ken. The White House Communications Director.
That was the U.S. Secretary of Treasury.
I have a couple more, and then you can respond. The White House Communications Director called you Gavin Newsom, and an official White House account, a federal government account, described you with a very online sexual slur that people here probably don't want to hear at 8:30 in the morning. And you're in some sense responding in kind, and
we waving the kneecap pads around. Fire with fire.
Do you think?
In the same event, he hands out knee pads so that CEOs can suck Donald Trump's wiener. I guess he was trained well by Willie Brown and Kamala. So, no, Trump's offering people great deals to come here, but he's not going to let them sell the country out. That's not knee pads. That's a straight-up deal. So he's the one saying, here's your knee pads. So you don't get on your knees to Donald Trump. Oh, but it's not professional when the Treasury Secretary makes fun of your ass. Yeah, here he is. Yeah, let's go to this clip. Here it is.
You're running around distributing knee pads to CEOs, and I think
I'm
it
not
does.
Handing them out.
And it does.
I do have a few if you'd like.
And honestly, it sounds. And
by the way, I'm not kidding. They're the new Trump signature series knee pads. Yeah, and they are available online. I told you, the last one sold out. This is a serious moment. It actually. But we laugh. Anyway, these are available and in bulk too.
But I want to read you a couple of things the U.S. government.
So how dare the Treasury Secretary call you Patrick Bateman when you literally, Christian Bale tries to get souped up, great actor, and act crazy and look psychotic, and he doesn't look half as scary as you, bro. And Newsom's learned to kind of hide him. Just type in Governor Newsom photos. He can't hide it. And I mean, the guy is on fire. He's so damn evil. He just literally burned down the Palisades. Take Zelensky. He's just a puppet. He's just a former gay prostitute who would play pianos with his penis. He's just a puppet. He's a nobody. There's not a big demon in Zelensky. There is in Newsom. All right. We got a ton of other news coming up. This is only the first hour here today, ladies and gentlemen. We got so much we're going to hit that I haven't even gotten to. Believe me, you do not want to miss any of this. We got the Democrats, their open civil war plan, now leaked, even more documents. It's all coming up in the next 3 hours today. And live reportage with major globalists confronted, exclusive video in the third hour. But we got tons of news. I'll probably open the phones up next hour as well before we get the reporter on the ground as we're rolling around. But let me just do this briefly. I am in a constant war with the globalists, the Democrat Party top law firms. I've held them off for years. It's all coming to a head. That's a side issue. The products are insanely good. You need them. You need to take action now and get them. You've seen Joe Rogan talk about everything that's going on with these products. You've seen the guests in here that take them go completely wild. Every guest we've given the methylene blue to, because ours is the best. It's so good for your body. It's so crazy that I wish I knew about this before. As I took methylene blue 7 years ago because my doctor recommended it. He just said a USP grade. Well, it turns out none of that stuff's USP grade. These other companies sell. Turns out our sponsor, Bigly, got real medical grade. It is incredible. And there's so many new products they've added. I don't have any time to get into it all. But here's what we got going on right now. This is a sale that runs till Sunday. 45% off on Life Force and Atomic Defense. Don't know what those are? Look them up. They're incredible. Cardiovascular, health, you name it, Life Force, Atomic Defense, Immune Boosters. 40% off bovine colostrum, the highest quality, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. The essence of life, the first 2 weeks of mammal milk is insane. This is from a cow. It's the best. Our CMOS gummies and capsules are just the strongest, 95%. Ultimate burn, a natural, healthy way to lose fat. 35% off ultramethylene blue capsules and tincture. That's the big one. All you should get if you're on the fence. Shilajit gummies and capsules. Ultra DNA Revival. That's like DNA Force Plus, but better. Power Plant Methyl Drive that go with the methylene blue grade and more. And ultramethylene red, our proprietary product. We'll take again an hour to go over. It's so amazing what it does. If you love methylene blue, you're going to love methylene red. This is a proprietary product. Goes great with methylene blue or without. Be careful with it. It's really strong. It's 25% off, finally back in stock. So ultramethylene red, limited supply, back in stock. That funds our operation. And on top of it, until Sunday, every order placed at thealexjonesstore.com will receive a free T-shirt, limited edition, InfoWars, established in 1997. Been on air since 94, but set the website in 97. It's just a good historic memento. And it's free, ladies and gentlemen, with every order. That is a big value right there at thealexjonesstore.com. I can't do this without you. I am so thankful for all of you. Keep me in the fight. And it's just that simple. We have an 84% reorder rate on methylene blue. 70-something on the other supplements. Nobody has that. It's because it works so good. I just need to induce you to make the decision. Your decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the methylene blue, get the turmeric, and see how great it is. You'll be hooked. Go there now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right. Don Lemon has been criminally charged with the DOJ. I did just have a political little bit of an orgasm. I'm analyzing it now. Next segment, I'll break it down. Stay with us. But here's John Bowne's report on the spiraling Somali fraud.
It's the morning of March 15th. We're chasing a tip about a man who's leaving the country. Our sources tell us he just took a carry-on bag through security that was packed with $1 million cash. You can do that as long as you fill out one of these government forms. The money is usually headed to the Middle East, Dubai, and points beyond. Our sources say last year alone, more than $100 million cash left MSP in carry-on luggage.
How much money do you think has been sent around fraudulently here inside Minnesota?
Over the years, I would say anywhere from $80 to $100 billion.
The Somalian fraud is nationwide.
Columbus, Ohio has the second largest Somali population after Minneapolis. The money is in suitcases in Columbus. It flies to Minnesota. It goes to Minneapolis, then the couriers in Minneapolis pick up that money, combine it with the money in Minnesota, and take it overseas.
What's the name of the child care here?
I don't know.
I ask, has this place ever been in child care? The woman says no. But obviously Washington state records tell a completely different story.
Yeah, this specific address is locked into Washington state records as a daycare.
Yeah.
They have made $210,000. Just this year.
And how many kids, again, is this place registered for?
Oh, that's the fun part. Three.
Three kids?
So this place are licensed for nine children.
Okay, this place is licensed for nine.
But they have six slots available.
Right.
Which means they only have three kids, and they've raked in $210,000 in tax money.
The Somali Education Resource Center, Suite 301 here at 299 East Granville Road in Dublin, Ohio. Now, the deal is that $14 million into this center here, this is a single office. And by the way, there's nothing inside it. We've already looked. It is very, very, very much dark, and it looks like there's maybe a couch inside.
The Democrats continue to play the race card, of course.
Whether you're Somalian, Italian, Indian, Irish, Jewish, I don't care. If you're stealing billions of dollars from American taxpayers, funneling it to terror networks, you do not belong here. That's not called immigration in America. That is called criminality.
What do you make of this argument of failure to assimilate and sort of ruining America? How do you understand this?
I mean, when I think about Stephen Miller and his white supremacist rhetoric, it reminds me of the way the Nazis described Jewish people.
These people are just idiots.
I'm at the point where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people, because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing.
The idea that this is a white nation that needs to be preserved is a fascinatingly disgusting view.
He's always been a racist, a bigot, a xenophobic.
The one place where we thought we would never experience this is the U.S. goddamn states.
How is one race being targeted when that supposedly victimized race is robbing Americans from every walk of life?
I'm a licensed private investigator in California. I started looking into state records, and I found ghost daycares. These are places where the state inspectors showed up. There would be 28 kids enrolled, and there were no kids there in the middle of the day and in the middle of the week.
The Attorney General of Washington State has called the journalists that are investigating the fraud that's going on. Yeah, that's apparently harassment.
At Halali Safia Child Care Center in Kent, Washington, they have received $863,000 since 2023.
I don't see any signs right off the bat that it's a child care.
Washington Attorney General Nick Brown has labeled it potential harassment that could lead to hate crime reports, emphasizing that unsubstantiated accusations and door knocking disrupts providers and families.
A lot of this is generated by the president and Elon Musk.
We'll be right back on the other side. So they say investigating fraud, they'll put you in jail. If you storm a church to scare children, that's okay.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
The entire world is racing into the fourth turning, greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it. Just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history. How these things tend to operate. How assassinations tend to occur. How cover-ups tend to happen. How false flags occur. How staged events occur. How also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy. In order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Ezra Levant on the ground at Davos just had some incredible conversations with the head of the WF, the head of BlackRock, and others. He's getting the videos ready to premiere them here in 1 hour. We'll continue on with the fourth hour today with special guests as well. But I want to take a few calls in this hour. Specifically, do you agree? Do you disagree? How big a deal is it to have Trump declare the New World Order dead to its face? The globalists admit it's all falling apart. New international systems forming. Sovereignty exploding. It's amazing. And what do you take about the left and all the increased violence and how they want a civil war? I haven't gotten into the new documents that we know about because mainstream media is going, oh, look, a year and a half ago, the Democrat Party with the DOJ and the CIA and Penn State wargamed a civil war if Trump got back in around ICE arresting illegals and how they would foment the resistance. And I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah, we have the Podesta plan already says it. Yeah, we have the movies they produce like Civil War. But this is more of it, that it's all premeditated. absolutely insane. And ICE is criminal, and ICE are Nazis, and they're arresting and disappearing citizens. None of that's true. They're doing exactly what they've done their entire history, under Obama, under all of them. The difference is the left's going on attacking them. And then when I say, no, this is constitutional activity by the feds, it's, oh, you're a bootlicker. Oh, you love the police state. So you don't want any border. You want all the criminals in the jails being turned into the U.S. You want all these murderers to be able to rape and kill. I mean, what are you talking about? There's only 10,000 ICE enforcers trying to get 40 million illegals, trying to find millions of missing kids. Already found over 100,000, and you sit there and call them, and they attack them when they're saving kids in sex dungeons and drug dens, and they literally go, hey, we just saved 5 kids. And it shows them bringing little kids out, and the left goes, we don't care, F them, F them. They'll openly defend convicted pedophiles and not want them deported. I've always supported constitutional action by the federal government and state government, local government. I'm not an anarchist. You got the wrong show if that's what you're looking for. I've said a million times, probably 10,000 times actually, but I'm not anti-government. I'm not an anarchist. I want constitutional limited government, a republic. I'm a student of Thomas Jefferson. I'm an American. I'm a Texan. I'm a Christian. I'm a father. And it is the Democratic Party that has brought in this permanent underclass to apportion all these new Democrat seats in Congress, and to have them vote illegally, and we're checkmate. And to sign them all up for welfare that the Democrats siphon off of. The Somalis are just good at standing up for themselves in the trough and saying, no, we get a big piece of it. The other migrants just get robbed while we're getting robbed. Just a fact. So, two Black Lives Matter organizers have been charged with violation, a conspiracy to violate American civil rights, and that's what this is. And Don Lemon, who was obviously an organizer and part of it, even admitted it earlier, he was charged, but the federal magistrate refused to go forward. So the DOJ said they are going to go to another court and have his ass indicted. But it just, and listen, the Klan Act and this other act they use where they arrest people that are protesting in front of an abortion clinic and, you know, give them 10 years in prison. I have said then and I'll say now those are unconstitutional. Doesn't mean I support the Klan, but notice it starts for the Klan and then it's pro-lifers. You see what I mean? And then in England, you're 100 yards from the clinic praying quietly and you get 3 years in prison. Same crap. So I even said earlier in the week, I said, you know, I bet the DOJ does indict a bunch of people because they know it's going to fall through. Just like the indictments they had of Comey and Letitia James were not done right. It's okay. Oh, you want indictments? Okay. We'll give you some that then fall apart. So I'm kind of torn. You know, at least Bondi's shown she has a pulse and they can do something, but then it's really, they could have called the police at the church and said, you're trespassing, get out, and then cited them. Yes, it was unsavory. Scream at the kids crying. Yes, they came to shut down their civil rights. Yes, they came to shut down their free speech. Yes, they came to bully them. And you could show in emails or text messages that they said, let's go intimidate them to silence their speech. That's like the mafia saying, we'll burn down your grocery store if you don't do what we want. So the laws, when they're narrowly looked at and you have proof that someone was trying to intimidate and silence someone, that's terrorism. What is the definition of terrorism? The threat or the carrying out of violence, either the threat of violence or violence for political, cultural, or economic gain by a group against another group. That's the basic definition. So, yes, narrowly tailored, that's why the Supreme Court's upheld these anti-Klan laws. There are cases where it's constitutional. And I think here it is if they get the emails and the text messages, which they're bragging on video. They organized it, went down there. They have other Democrats saying, let's go to other churches. Let's do this more. So, yes, if it was premeditated with the intent to make the church not support Trump and support ICE and to make them submit to their political will, which they were there yelling at them, you know, how dare you should do what we say, that it wasn't a protest to just have their voices heard and taking over private property, which is bare minimum trespassing, it then becomes racketeering, bullying, intimidation, terrorism. So, yes, then the Klan Act is constitutional. But the way it's been, these two acts have been implemented, and I've studied the law on it. I've talked to top lawyers. They agree with my analysis on it. It's most of the time. I mean, you see, like, oh, you're across the street protesting an abortion clinic, and you get 2 years in jail? Well, I mean, what? They go, well, you're trying to stop somebody having their right to kill their baby. Well, you're not inside the abortion clinic. You're not in their face. And, yeah, you can argue while abortion's legal and you go into the clinic and block them and do all that, you can argue that you're getting in front of somebody's civil right. But it's apples and oranges. So we'll be looking at all of that. But Don Lemon got paid a huge sum by, to get on X. That wasn't enough for him. Then he tried to shake down Elon Musk and said, I'll call you racist if you don't give me even more money. And Musk simply said, hey, I want to have left and right on here. I wanted to fund some big influencers. People, come on, just screw you. You're fired. I mean, Don Lemon is a joke. Normally his live streams got like 3,000 viewers. His videos, you know, of 5,000. When people make fun of him, you get some millions. So he's not popular on his own show. He's just popular when we're attacking him. But he did this strategically to be able to play victim. And he probably knew this was coming. So we'll see what happens. The two women, the judge did go along with the indictment. Don Lemon, because of the press, which you should protect the First Amendment, was like, well, he was the press, except he said he came there. He said he agreed with what they were doing. He said, we're here to make you uncomfortable. Well, you didn't stand on the sidewalk and scream at the church. You could do that all day long. You went in the church and screamed at little kids and said, how dare you? You're evil. You're bad. You need to stop this. You need to stop supporting ICE. It turned out they weren't even supporting ICE, which is made up. So it is that attempt to bully people out of their political views in their own sanctuary that violates their First Amendment, which is now conspiracy against someone's rights. And our lawsuit that's imminent, we're just adding more to it right now. I mean imminent. I'm working on it this weekend. We have all the proof of the DOJ, CIA running all this, colluding with state actors to shut us down, admitting that was their plan in depositions and documents. I mean, it's cut and dry. And that's what this is conspiracy against rights. When a group organizes with government or other powerful institutions to try to come suppress and destroy somebody, that's illegal in this country. And so this is a big deal. But Lemon doesn't care. You know, Jussie Smollett was about to not get a pay raise. He's about to have a pay cut because the ratings were down on the show he had. So he went to a store, had these African migrants buy a little rope, a string, and buy some bleach. And then he went, said at 2:30 in the morning, and, you know, 20 below zero, two white guys jump out of an alley and dump bleach on him and say, this is MAGA country, N-word, and then cut his face. And the cops get there, and it's a fake makeup on his face and a little string, and they laugh at him. And the cops go get the surveillance footage, and they go find out right away none of it happened. But Smollett wanted to get increased funding. He wanted to be a hero. And it turns out now this black man and woman, this family, they have like six kids. They claim they're there some kind of sports practice last week. And they just randomly pull up where the big demonstration is, and they get tear gas. Now the footage has been released, not by the feds. It's people wouldn't look to the footage, but everybody's shooting it. They run around for 2 hours in the riot while their kids are locked up in the van. Yeah, look, I mean, imagine the cops come to the house. Oh, Jussie Smollett, yeah, I got this noose around my neck. It's like fishing line. Let me give you a little newsflash. Even racist white people aren't in 20 below zero at 2:30 in the morning jumping out on black people randomly in a dark street. And then dumping bleach on you saying it's MAGA country, N-word. I mean, that is so ridiculous, folks. Here they are buying all stuff so they can stage the attack on him. I mean, you know, randomly, like, jumping on a black dude at 2:30 in the morning in Chicago is a good way to get blown away. I mean, you think white people travel from another state to hide an alley for a black person, and of course it didn't happen. It's a lie. Just like, do you think ICE would hit a minivan full of kids for no reason? No. And they got these other Somalis like, oh, they banged my head in the wall and called me an N-word. And then ICE goes, okay, we're going to sue you. You want to retract that? We got the body cam footage. We did no such thing. You attacked us. That's what's crazy about the left, though. They don't seem to care if they're going to get caught. You know, with ICE, every day, they download all the footage, and they have special officers, just like they have at other agencies, just like they have at Blackwater, you name it. And they come in, and they have managers that look at their body cams. They speed through them. If ICE grabbed a black woman randomly and banged her head in the wall for no reason, and then called her an N-word, as if they do that anyways, they'd be fired instantly. Instantly. But notice, the left doesn't care. You got this crazed guy that attacks the military and attacks everybody. We'll click on him in a moment. He's all over the country screaming and yelling. He stands outside churches and calls them racist scum. He doesn't even know what church he's at. He does that in D.C. Now, he's been challenging Bondi to indict him, begging over and over and over and over again. They got him. They arrested him. Good. You put the scumbag's name up on the screen. I forget it. I got him in the article, sir. But don't turn this guy into a hero. The way to getting, and I know the DOJ knows this, but the lawyers sabotage, because most of them are leftist. It's legal for him to go into church and scream and yell and act like a dick, okay? Until they tell him to leave and they give him a no trespass notice. But if he came there with directives and orders from a group to shut down their free speech and shut down their event, now it's racketeering. Yeah, there it is. William Kelly is now in custody. Our nation was settled and founded by people fleeing religious persecution. Religious freedom is the bedrock of our country. We'll protect our pastors. We'll protect our churches. We'll protect our American faith. Yeah, I mean, you already had Minnesota shot up a few months ago by the tranny, and they covered it up, and all these other attacks on churches. And I predict there's going to be more attacks now. So good, Pam Bondi. So now they've grabbed him. We'll see if a judge, you know, tries to say, oh, you can't charge him. I mean, the guy is beyond obnoxious. In fact, I've watched this guy for months all over the country scream at people, attack people, get in their faces, get in people's kids' faces, trying to get them to attack him. It's what he's looking for. He's a paid provocateur. I bet my right arm, you get it in his email, you get it in his text messages, he is being directed by the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the DNC. And, I mean, look at that guy. I mean, oh, my God, please. Just that's why I don't go out. That's why I knew he was in Minnesota. I was going to go. I was about to buy the plane tickets. And I thought, God, have I seen that guy? I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but he's a big guy too, but I just can't help it. I mean, like, I'm like a sheepdog sees a wolf, man. And he is so hateful. He is so evil. He is such a liar. And the way he screams the National Guard and calls them effing cowards and scum and ICE. Yeah, ICE is outnumbered 1,000 to 1. There's only 10,000 of them total. They go in the lion's den and get attacked, shot, killed, rammed. And then they scream Nazi, 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 coward when they're saving kidnapped kids. I mean, it's the opposite of cowardice. They're David. The left is Goliath. Yeah, let's see some video from this sack of garbage. Just listen to his voice. It makes me want to climb the walls. Here it is.
Yesterday, I went into a church with Nakima Armstrong and I protested these white supremacists. The pastor of the church is a fucking ICE leader in the city.
As you can see, all these pretend Christians, all these comfortable white people who are living lavish, comfortable lives while children are dragged into concentration camps.
So, you know, Pam Bondi, you want to come and arrest me? You want to come and give me charges? So be it.
Well, I think he should spend some of that Soros money on getting his teeth cleaned. Man, that guy is just absolutely... That's Charlie Manson 2.0 right there. And now they turn their attention to the churches. to get even crazier lunatics to do you know what. Let's hear from MSNBC analyst Eli Mestral, says whites are the problem, including liberal white allies. I mean, they're literally teaching white people are fundamentally bad. And then, oh, I've got a CDC official famously in Texas saying white people need to get rid of the white people. They won't take the shots. Did you know it's actually in UN documents that say they've studied the founding of the United States, the founding of Texas is what they mentioned. And they say it's the Scots and the Irish. And they go back and they say it was the Scots and the Irish that triggered inside England, the Magna Carta, even before that, after. And it was that spirit that led on to the Renaissance of rebellion and then to the United States. And their ideas were key in the South, the U.S., and then in Texas, which is all true. Because there were a lot of English involved, too, and Germans. But it was mainly Scots and Irish that were always being enslaved, always being dominated. That were, their culture was fight back. And so it's in literature everywhere by the globalists that it's the Scots and the Irish. The spirit of that is in the West and is in America. They've got to extinguish it because nobody else stands up like they do. I mean, 500 years, England trying to take over Ireland, 800 trying to take over Scotland. And so they talk about it. So when they say white people, they mean that. And they don't mean just because you got Scottish or Irish, you know, genetics. It means the idea of that. You want to know where it comes from. The founders wrote about it. I mean, it was that was a particular revolutionary spirit. And it was, some of it was in England as well, but not like Ireland or Scotland. And so they make movies about it, you know, William Wallace. So, I mean, the Romans couldn't conquer England. They were there for 500 years, couldn't get it, finally gave up and built Hadrian's Wall. So that's what they want to extinguish is that spirit, because the spirit can jump into anybody. You can be black and have that spirit. You can be, you know, I mean, seriously. That's 1776 worldwide, and they're so scared of it. Let's play those clips. Let's play MSNBC host, the white people, the problem, and then cut to this globalist, the head of the Texas Health Department and CDC, saying, yeah, we got to kill the white people. Here it is.
Answer the question of why it's working, why they think it's going to work, why Newsom and Schumer and them think it's going to work. And the answer, as is so often the answer to things that are bad, is white people. There are X amount of white people, still a majority of white people, who are all in on the racism and the bigotry and the sexism, and those are the Trump supporters. But there are Y amount of white people, white Democrats, white liberals, who, given the choice between radical change and fascism, are still like, is there a third way? Is there some, right? I don't like these choices. There are white liberals who want all of the economic benefits of oppression without any of the fasciastic downsides of authoritarianism, right? And they're trying to find it. They're trying to find how they can have just as much economic oppression as they want without any of the Nazism.
By the way, you know Asians on average have more money than white people. I mean, it's just like white people are all running around rich. Got a bunch of ultra-rich white people, but I mean, not on average. Listen, how about you take your fat ass to Africa if you think America's so bad, man? Seriously. Now, he's paid by the globalists to divide Congress. He's a piece of crap. I want to play this white eugenicist, though, explaining we've got to kill the white people when we come back. I'm going to give the number out, too. Take some of your phone calls. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWars lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWars because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWars will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to take some calls on any subject you want to talk about, but there's so much happening in the world. Obviously, Trump confronting the globalists, their faces, all things that are happening. The left trying to push into pure civil war. New documents haven't gotten to yet. The toll-free number to join us. Let's do first-time callers right now. First-time callers only, please. 877-789-2539. Let's say if you haven't been able to get on in a year, let's just say first-time or callers haven't gotten in a while. We'll get people that haven't had a chance. Because you regular folks are so good at speed dialing, we love you, but, you know, come on. Give other folks a chance. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Now, again, the globalists know people are tribal. They know they can divide us and take all of our basic liberties away. They can get away with that if they make everything about racial division. But at the same time, when you're being racially demonized, you can't just roll over to it. You got to stand up and say, I'm not going to be controlled by that. So here's top CDC official. We'll just get rid of all whites in the United States who refuse vaccines. And you just heard the MSNBC host. White people are the ones that won't vote for communism. And, you know, that's not really even true anymore. You got close to half Hispanics voting for Republicans now. You got 40% of blacks doing it. They're waking up, folks. That's why the Democrats have got to bring in all these illegal aliens that they control to be their new voting bloc. And I know you know that, but the general public still doesn't get it, so that's why you get the word out. So here's the clip.
The solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States because Houston is the most diverse city in the entire United States. There are 7 Asian languages spoken.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. In your face. Absolutely in your face. And I mentioned this, but here's the article. I could spend an hour on this. We don't have time to do it, though. Family who raked in almost $200,000 in donations for claiming baby was tear gassed on way home actually took part in the anti-ice riot for 2 hours on video and left their kids in the freezing car while they did it. It just goes on and on and on. And the best the Democrats can do is ICE detains 5-year-old, use him as bait. So if you're an illegal alien here and you got your kids here, or you're drunk driving or whatever it is, yeah, your kids get scooped up in it. That's the way the world works. So it's simple. You're going to drink and drive. Don't do that either. But don't do your, with your kids in the car. Don't go to a big violent protest with your kids and then turn around later and say, oh, you weren't part of it. Now they've been caught in a lie. Now they've been caught in fraud. And what are they going to do? All right. I want to get into new documents that are out of how the Democrats a year and a half ago were saying if Trump gets back in, we're going to use uprisings against ICE as the pretext for a civil war. Now, I know that's already the Podesta plan. I know that's already in the movies they made. I know, but now we have new documents out of Penn State with the DOJ and other agencies. So they're betting the farm on this. We already knew that. This is just more confirmation of that. That's coming up. Let's go to your calls. Tommy, Brandy, James, John, Forrest, you name it. Tommy in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Long time since I've talked to you, brother. Man, I tell you what. I'm right with Trump on this. It's time we call these people out for who they are and what they are. And once we get them called out, subpoena them, arrest them, and put them in jail. Better yet, bury them underneath the jail.
Yeah, the problem is that most remember, Bondi wanted to charge some of the people at the ICE riots a week and a half ago, and then all 6 U.S. prosecutors in the area wouldn't do it, so she fired them. So that's the level of scum we're dealing with.
And Todd Blanch is at the top of the list of the scum buckets.
He definitely is. So that's a big problem.
But no, I do. I agree with what Trump's doing 100%. It's time to clean this mess up, and he's doing it the right way. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, sir. Brandy in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller. I love your products. I use the X2 iodine, and I've changed people's lives with that because they have thyroid issues, and they're doing so much better now. But just wanted to ask you if you remember when Obama announced that he was going to have his own personal army of 250,000 members. And I just remember him saying that, but did we ever find out whether he actually created that army, where they are now? I just thought you might have some background on that.
Yeah, I mean, any totalitarian system always creates its brown shirts. The Nazis had it. The communists had it. And then they battle basically over who gets control during a totalitarian takeover. If you guys type it into YouTube, or even X will probably have it, type in Obama video, Obama. We need a civilian force just as big and just as strong as our military. So when he was running for office, he already had in Chicago, under federal funding through AmeriCorps, kids training with firearms to take on the white people. And they got it funded as a working group to help, you know, boot camp kids to be, you know, strong. But instead it was all anti-white, basically new Black Panther Party stuff like you see. A lot of these new Black Panthers actually went through the program. And so, yeah, the famous clip is Obama said we need a domestic military force just as big, just as strong as our military. And that's exactly what that was. So now they do it through Antifa, Black Lives Matter, but it's mainly a bunch of crazy meth head white people out there. A lot of them who are on government take themselves and part of the scams. And so absolutely. Let's go ahead and roll that video. The crew found it. Here's Obama when he was running for office talking about it.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Is that what you were talking about, Brandy?
Yes, it was. And, Alex, could you also touch on the Smith-Mundt Act? And, are we under propaganda still? Why has that not been repealed?
To be clear, you mean reinstated. Yeah, Obama, yes, at the start of his...
Is propaganda legal? Why would we be legalizing propaganda? Then the American people don't know what to believe.
Well, yeah, until Obama's second term, went back to the 40s, the CIA involved in domestic brainwashing was illegal. So they repealed the Smith-Mundt Act, and then that's how, right before Trump got in, Obama set up the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act in the Defense Authorization, billions of dollars to set up all the stuff we saw that came after it. And all the Crossfire Hurricane and the Arctic Frost and all that was money in the government to counter Trump and the American people as if we were terrorists. So you're definitely hitting the nail on the head here. That's exactly what we're dealing with.
So how do we ask the people who are governing us now to get rid of that? I mean, let's be clear.
They've cut the funding. Even when Trump got in the first time, they still got it funded under other names. They've killed almost all the funding for it. They've had hearings about weaponization and said stop it. But I guess, they actually should reinstate and update the Smith-Mundt Act. That's actually a great idea.
I think that we should be pushing for that. Thank you so much, Alex. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. All right, let's go to John in Missouri. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Alex Jones, for having me on. I just wanted to talk about the Ron DeSantis signing a bill in Israel basically for hate speech when it comes to anti-Semitism and how that's been used in his state. I don't know if you saw about last week, a lady was at her house, and some investigators came to her house saying, "Hey, is this a Facebook post you made regarding the Jewish mayor?" I feel like that's something that is going to be a huge slippery slope that we're going to see with free speech regulation, and we definitely need to put a stop to that right now. I don't know if you saw that at all.
I 100% agree with you that the left worldwide is trying to ban speech. And then look at Australia, Muslims kill a bunch of people, and then they pass laws to take everybody's speech and guns and say the main threat's Christian right-wingers. It's preposterous. And, yeah, you do have a bunch of ADL groups and also similar groups in Europe that are saying that we want jail time if you even talk about Zionism. In fact, that's what the head of Meta censorship says. They said, look, we've got the regulations changed where if you even criticize Zionism, we're going to ban you. Well, whether you're... Whatever you say, it should be your free speech. People shouldn't fear, they've got their speech to counter it. There's definitely a big push through the different Jewish lobbies to censor. And, yeah, DeSantis in Florida does a lot of great work. But on the subject of speech, they have some very unconstitutional stuff going on. And it's very, very dangerous.
Yes, sir. And that's actually a huge reason why I'm running for Congress right now in my area. I'm just a normal blue collar worker. It's not something I really want to do, but I feel like no one else around here is actually saying what's going on, saying the truth, and are really going to guard against this. And personally, my congressman, he actually takes AIPAC money. So I feel like we're really just a step away from him allowing something like this to happen or even signing the 20-year memorandum of understanding as well. And that's something else I don't want to be signed.
Well, you know where I stand on this, and I get attacked by the pro-Israel crowd and the anti-Israel crowd. I just call balls and strikes. Qatar is spending $5 billion a year on brainwashing Americans. And people go, that's conspiracy. No, the government brags they do. Israel spends billions brainwashing us. China is the biggest. You got the leftist foundations. All of it's out of control. So people should be aware of all these different factions. And I don't think Israel should be involved in any of our domestic operations. I don't want to blow Israel up. I'm not an enemy of Israel. but I'm not over there in their business. And it's definitely true that the Israel lobby is trying to take control of MAGA and trying to pass censorship legislation. And as conservatives or populists, we should not support it. Thanks to the call. All right. But anytime I criticize China manipulating our politics, you're coming up for Israel. Or the UK trying to censor us, you're coming for Israel. Not you, the caller, but other people online, they literally only want to say one thing. It doesn't lessen exposing Israel's bad things to also look at other stuff going on. Okay? If a submarine fires five torpedoes at you, you've got to evade all five. Each torpedo is just as important as the other. Okay? But there's a tunnel vision, because, you know, I take calls all day long. I'll get 10 calls on Israel. I won't get one on China, one on Qatar, one on the UK, one on the EU censorship. I mean, this is like, it's all going down. It's a free-for-all right now. I oppose all this foreign manipulation. Can't we just do that? All right, thank you. James in Denver, Colorado. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. It's an honor to speak with you, and I just want to thank you and your crew for what you guys do every day. Thank God we have you guys.
Thank you.
I'll keep it quick.
But let's just be clear. Don't put the cart before the horse. Thank God for you supporting the broadcast. You're more important than I am. Thank you.
Okay. Well, my question is, why is President Trump not more vocal against Keir Starmer, at least in public? I get that the universe is burning down around us, but the UK is just destroyed, and they seem to be quite happy about it, and I don't really see Trump voicing against him.
Trump pulled $44 million in U.S. investment a month ago out of there openly. He's used J.D. Vance, the vice president, as the main conduit to criticize Starmer and try to block that. I've actually seen Trump talk about it, so I think I'm glad you're bringing up the UK and its censorship through the EU or the US and how horrible it is, and Elon's all over it. Trump's got a lot going on, but I don't think that assessment's fair. Trump's actually putting a lot of heat on the UK and Starmer right now.
Well, I try to keep up, Alex. I must have missed that part, but I'm really, I've got family over there, and I'm, you know, very concerned about their situation.
Brother, I am. That's the model they want here. It's a semi, you know, literally 3 years in jail criticize Islam. I know, brother, I hear you. And I'm not saying Trump should do more, but Trump has a tactic where he gets up at Davos and, says, I like you people, and then he totally devastates them. So that's kind of what he does is good cop, bad cop. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
Thank you. You can type in Trump pulls U.S. $44 million investment in UK over Starmer censorship. I mean, I got articles in my stack today about it. I mean, he's doing it. And I'm not an apologist for Trump. I'll call balls and strikes, okay? And sometimes I'm not right. I mean, it's a full-time job keeping track of this. So I'm not putting you down for, you know, saying work should be done. I was just saying, why are we only talking about Israel? You brought up Starmer. Thank you. And again, it doesn't lessen being upset about Israel to know about the other factions. That's my frustration. Because I can assure you, in that clip yesterday by the head liberal rabbi in Europe saying, I'm funded by Saudi Arabia, and we're going to continue to open the borders to Islam. And I'm just like, there's different factions, folks. And everybody's like, look at this Jew saying open the borders of Europe. Okay, yeah, sure, he's doing that. And he says, I'm on the payroll of Saudi Arabia to do it. He said that. I'm just like, this is crazy. I'm just saying there's a lot of weird factions going on here. And I spend all day trying to figure it out. I don't have it totally figured out. And then I see other people have no idea what's going on trying to, like, figure things out. I'm just like, listen, you need to just dial it back and look at the big picture. Billy in Oklahoma, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to call in and mainly talk about Trump at the WEF, but I know we're getting close to the commercial break, so I want to bring up something.
No, we got 8 minutes to break. Go ahead.
Okay, so just listening to Trump talk at the WEF was like a dream come true. And he's saying all the same stuff that you have been talking about, that you've wanted him to say. Everything is panning out, and it's really beautiful to see.
I agree. So we should be celebrating that. People say, oh, it's words only. No, the actions are behind almost all of it. And just repudiating them totally destroys them. I mean, no, this is historic. This is exciting.
I agree.
But you heard what Ludwig said and all of them. And Bessette, they said, listen, your system failed. We're going to even say it was bad. Your global system failed. It's over. We're going back to nation states. Because it's a fact. Globalism failed. It doesn't matter. Like, we've already won, folks. We have to now form the new systems. That makes sense? We have to be ready to govern. We have to be ready to lead now. Not be the underdogs that are not in power. We are in power. We're getting in power right now.
I agree. And one other thing is that I think you should bring back trivia. Last time you did trivia, you seemed to love it, and the crowd loved it too, and I think you should bring it back. And I have a perfect first question for you if you want it.
Yeah, I haven't done that in like 6-7 years. We used to, like, once a week do like an hour of calls with trivia questions, getting free T-shirts, supplements, you name it. It's a great promotional deal. It's great for – yeah, we should bring back trivia. You're right. Hey, guys, speaking of the devil – they did three parts, but the first one was the best. That Maverick Alexander, Trump Jeopardy. The one where it talks about Michelle Obama, Atticana's for arms, maybe one of the pants. I want to play that when we start the next segment. Sorry. Go ahead, Billy. What's your trivia?
Yeah, I think the first question should be, on Rex's birthday, what type of vehicle did he grab the steering wheel of and almost crash? That's a good one.
Are you talking about Trump?
No. On Rex's birthday, your son Rex, you said that he grabbed the steering wheel of a vehicle and almost crashed, if you remember that story.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Or you could say your grandma, Billy Hammonds, got an affliction from what shot? That's a good one.
Well, you really are listening.
I pay attention, sir.
I'm kind of giving it away now. Yeah, Rex was like 4 years old. I did it once then and like once a few months ago with my youngest daughter for my second marriage, who's 8. Rex is like 23 now. Rex is a great kid, totally well behaved, but kind of giving away the question now. But we go on the duck adventure, this old World War II amphibious thing. They drive around town, get in the river, and the guy says, oh, kids, come drive it. Well, Rex slams the accelerator down. And the guy literally had to like slap him out of the way. That's a true story. So I haven't told that story in probably 10 years, man. You've been listening a while.
Yes, sir. I've been paying attention for about 10 years. That's right. And I really do pay attention. And there's one other very important thing that I don't want to, you know, not be able to say before we get off of here, but you know,
well, go ahead and say it right now. Go ahead.
So I work outside. I'm in Brooke Burnett, Texas right now. I run a, pressure washing company, and obviously it's cold. And man, I tell you what, whenever I take Nitric Boost, I am so much warmer. My fingers, my toes, everything is noticeable, and I do it every day. And it's a big, huge difference that I've never heard that talked about before, but it's real.
Thank you, brother. Well, I'll just hit the plug right now. Nitric Boost is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, even though in the bankruptcy, everything else is basically sold out because Ship Offers, the company in Denver that ships the products, just so happens to step up for us. They're a supplement company, too, and say, we can clone that product, just have it in stock for you. We won't charge you until it sells. And so that's why Nitric Boost doesn't ever sell out. And the biggest thing men feel, even though it's for cardiovascular health, all the rest of it is what happens when you wake up in the morning. That's how good it is for your whole body. So, yeah, Nitric Boost is really wild. It's good for women as well. InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want something similar, it's a different formula, but does the same thing, but in different ways. That's Ultimate Life Force, discounted right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And so let me do this right now, since we're on the subject of plugging, because I need to fund the operation. I have told Bigley over and over again, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, you name it. I've told them, I've said, I want actual patches. And I came up with this idea because I had this old overhead shot. I had this old farm supply hat. It's got to be 40 years old. Don't remember where I got it. But out in East Texas working on the ranch. And it said, it's like a joke, like outlaw supply or something. And so from memory, I literally told them I wanted to say American Supply Company, established 1776. And I described the hat. And I showed them another hat that looked similar with the two Gadsden snakes. They literally nailed it. Now, I just love this hat. And I came in today. It's almost like a month ago. I said, make this. I came in today. It's here. And it funds our operation. America Supply Company, established 1776. They literally nailed it. So I designed this hat. I think you're going to love it because I love it. And I found this old hat going through storage and stuff, cleaning stuff out. The one that wasn't, it looked like this, but different words, and wore it. And I got all this support. People, oh, we love that hat. It's pretty redneck swag. Well, they nailed it. They absolutely did it better than I thought they could. This is a hole-in-one. I am so excited about this hat. Also, until Sunday, every order, up to 45% off of the supplements right now on this big sale, methylene blue, you name it, you get a free InfoWars shirt, free. And it's just InfoWars, kind of a Stranger Things font, established 1997. So whatever happens to us, you know, you help the operation. It's a great shirt. Very simple. Cool. So that's a big deal going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But the real reason you should support us is the products are amazing. The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, the Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Red, our own proprietary system that boosts Methylene Blue but does great by itself as well. It's back in stock. thealexjonesstore.com. And that funds us fighting the Democrat Party. I could spend all day with the stuff they're doing to us and all the attacks. I'm not going to bore you with it. Just know this. The reason I'm still on air is because of you supporting us. So from the bottom of my heart, all I want to do is stay in this fight. I mean, believe me, I can be sick, you name it. I still am in here on the air. Only thing I fear is not having enough will or health or strength to continue on. So I need your prayer. But I need your funding. And I'm telling you, if this ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. I mean, I knew when I came up with the idea of the Gulf of America shirt with the girl and the palm trees, classic look, it'd be a bestseller. It was. And I just knew. And I said, can you guys just please design it like I want? Because they do a great job. You know, I'll say, give me this. They kind of give me that. And some of their designs are better than mine. But I mean, I'm not putting them down. I'm just telling you. This is one hell of a, this is redneck royalty right here. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get your American Supply Company, 1776 now.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Give me back my bullets. Oh, Elon gave me back my bullets. You're going to see more damage done. All right, he just confronted Larry Fink today. Ezra LeVant joins us in mere minutes, but here is the exclusive first video, Ed Tedros.
Do you feel any responsibility for that? Don't touch my mic, mate.
Keep your distance.
Why are your bodyguards such thugs, sir?
Larry, how are you doing this year in the spirit of dialogue? Can we have a conversation this year? Are you up for a conversation this year?
What about the spirit of dialogue, sir? Did you mean it, or was that another lie?
Obviously, since last year, you've been, I guess, promoted to the co-chair. Is that because if you want a job done right, you might as well do it yourself?
Last year, you took photos of us, sir. What did you do with those photos?
Why are you so quiet? What does the spirit of dialogue actually mean, Larry? Does it mean anything? Is it like pretending you care about the carbon footprint coming here on a private jet?
Why is your bodyguard pushing me into the street, sir?
Just asking you to keep your distance.
Excuse me, sir. Watch the baby.
Why was the would-be assassin of Donald Trump in one of your corporate videos, sir? Isn't that a bit weird?
Do you feel any responsibility as a Jew in the current climate where there's a rise in anti-Semitism and people blame Jews for everything, saying they want to control the world, and when they need evidence, they point to you? You're the example every anti-Semite gives, and it's hard to fight. Do you feel any responsibility for that? Don't touch my mic, mate.
Keep your distance.
Why are your bodyguards such thugs, sir? Isn't that the true Larry Fink? You have all this BS about conversations and dialogue, but underneath it, you're a thug.
Spirit of dialogue. Spirit of dialogue. This is what it looks like here in Davos.
How do you feel about Donald Trump saying you can no longer buy up residential homes and rent them out for profit? Did you talk to him about that? Do you agree with him that you've been predatory in your pricing for residential houses in America?
Have you consolidated power at WEF now that you're the co-chair? What did you do with Klaus Schwab? What did he do wrong? The spirit of dialogue. This is it. Welcome to Davos 2026. The WEF, the biggest pack of hypocrites, evil hypocrites like Larry Fink, who tell us how we got to live when it comes to your carbon footprint. You got to eat bugs, but old mate here gets to fly in his private jet. And when that one got tired, he's moved on to the spirit of dialogue. Now we got to talk to opposing voices just like this. It means being surrounded by your goons. This year he's not taking photos of us, but just as quiet, no shame. What's your next project, Larry?
Oh, he's got new viruses on the shelf.
Your silence says everything, you know that. Why do you suddenly not care about climate change here at WEF? Why does it seem like nothing here is about carbon footprint? Is that because the AI data centers kind of destroyed that narrative?
Yeah, because you can't take
Will you admit that it was all a scam?
Checkmate.
Why do you force DEI on the companies in which you invest? Isn't that putting your own ideology ahead of shareholder rate of return? Isn't your fiduciary to get the best? Your fiduciary duty
more
to get the
of this
best
incredible return? Exchange or event straight ahead with Ezra LeVant on the ground in Davos back in 60 seconds. This is history happening. spotlighting the globalist. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X, everywhere else. If you want to win the war, you're Paul Revere. Share it on your email and text message. List now, 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 now.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Wow, WEFReports.com takes you to RebelNews.com subpage with all the reporting. They've been going there for many years. Today, I was covering the globalist elite, but this year is over the top. We already played part of it. I think we should just play it and let Ezra talk over to start and stop it here. Larry Fink, the head of the WEF now, with a disgraced Klaus Schwab creeping back in the shadows, saying he's open dialogue, we've lost trust, we know you hate us, but he acted just like he did last year, totally arrogant with the security. Then you talk to Nigel Farage about what's going on. You talk to the White House AI czar, David Sachs, who did talk to you, the WHO boss, Tedros. This was a huge day. I know it's like 9 o'clock at night where you're at now. So Ezra Levant, thank you for being here with us. Go ahead and give us the latest. And then, wow, this is even better than Albert Bourla.
You know, Alex, every time I'm out there, we spot a different one of these oligarchs in the wild. And you just listed some of them. There's such a range from Nigel Farage, and obviously we didn't get close to President Trump, to, you know, low-level functionaries. And we only have a brief moment of time because they're walking down this promenade, this central road in the town, but it only takes about 10 minutes to cross the whole area. So we've got to find them, identify them, run up to them, and then try and come up with something smart to ask them. And every time, you know what? I was just saying this to my colleagues. I wish Alex Jones were there because he's got an encyclopedic knowledge of all of these bad guys. And it's hard to sort of immediately switch on, okay, flip on the Larry Fink questions, flip on the Tedros questions, the WHO, flip on the questions for a Canadian politician. So all I see when I look at these videos are, oh, I wish I phrased that differently or this differently. But it,
you did a better job than I would. No, you guys knocked out.
Well, I hope one day that you'll be out here with us. And like I said yesterday, you'd be like a kid in a candy store. And some of these folks have never been asked an unscripted question before in their life. I mean, let's be candid. Larry Fink does journalism. He does media interviews every single day. On the biggest, like, a lot of people are coming to know him. They recognize him. They know his voice because he has so much media. But every single one of those journalists is pre-vetted. Every one of them knows that they only have access to him if they play ball. And so when we scrum him in the streets, our questions, they're a little prickly. I acknowledge it, but that's because his bodyguard, you can't even see half of it. They're kicking us or shoving us. One of them said, well, it's because I'm trying to get you to move away or whatever. I don't know. But my point is, we weren't asking particularly tough questions. Like, we don't have secret knowledge about Larry Fink. We were asking questions that I'm sure he could swat down. I mean, he's a smart guy. But the idea that he would lower himself to talk to peasant journalists on the street, as opposed to his fancy pants journalists who paid $100,000 as a WEF membership.
And the whole speech, he's given two speeches I've seen, and his surrogates, We're going to talk to little guys. We're going to engage the people. We're going to get your trust. Yeah. And then it's the exact opposite.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And that's what gets me. If he hadn't have said that, like that spirit of dialogue, you heard my colleague Avi say that a bunch of times. I mentioned it once. It's sort of this new rebranding. The other year it was rebuilding trust, spirit of dialogue. They all suggest the same thing. We're not elitist. We swear. Now, by the way, I don't mind things that are elite. If by that you mean excellence, outstanding, like an elite athlete. By elitist, what I mean is people who look down on common people, who look down on having to have any accountability, who want power without responsibility. And that's why I call the World Economic Forum a crypto government, as in a government, sort of hidden government. They don't have any elections. They don't have an official opposition. They don't have checks and balances. They don't have a Supreme Court in case they get out of control. They don't have a lobbyist registry. They don't have foreign, you know, agent registry. They don't have any of the tools we use to hold our politicians in check. Instead, it runs rampant. Absolutely everything is for sale, and including, I think, our countries. And if I had to say what the WEF is for, I would use words like globalism, corporate socialism, if you understand the contradiction in terms. If I had to say what it was against, I would say one word, sovereignty. Larry Fink fancies himself a kind of president of the world. But, of course, he's never been elected to dog catcher.
Well, yeah, that's the thing I want to raise is he wants an ESG, corporate governance, to, quote, control our behavior. What do you think of the rebellion against the public discovering that you want to be their unelected master?
You know what? And it's almost like I wish I had you in my ear.
No, your questions were as good as mine or better. Let's start going to this exchange. You just say stop it. Anytime you want, they'll stop it. So you're in charge. This is earlier today. Here it is.
Do you feel any responsibility for that? Don't touch my mic, mate.
Keep your distance.
Why are your bodyguards such thugs, sir?
Larry, how you doing? Can this
push
year
off? In the spirit just for one sec. Pause right there before we get going. So this was early in the morning. And I think that Larry Fink thought there's no chance we would be there. Like, it's not even fully sunrise yet. And he obviously could ride in any of the limos, but he wants to go for a stroll. He's like the king of the castle. He's the alpha male, and damn it, he's going to go for a walk with his large retinue of security. I remind you, Alex, that there are hundreds of extremely well-armed police and military police. And of course, Donald Trump was in town, so they had an extra layer of security. He didn't need those tufts. It was just his way of being like, Vince McMahon strolling into the ring or something. And he did not expect to see us. As you recall, last year, he was furious that we caught up with him. Anyways, so I just wanted to set the stage. We spotted him early in the morning and we moved into position. And that one last thing. It's sort of a tricky thing because you got to run and talk and your adrenaline's going. And the toughest job is for our cameramen who have to do all of that, but going backwards. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. Keep rolling.
Back to the video.
Can we have a conversation this year? Are you up for a conversation this year?
What about the spirit of dialogue, sir? Did you mean it or was that another lie?
Obviously, since last year, you've been, I guess, promoted to the co-chair. Is that because if you want a job done right, you might as well do it yourself?
Last year you took photos of us, sir. What did you do with those photos?
Why are you so quiet? What does the spirit of dialogue actually mean, Larry? Does it mean anything? Is it like pretending you care about the carbon footprint coming here on a private jet?
Why is your bodyguard pushing me into the street, sir?
Just for a second.
Excuse me, sir.
My colleague Avi said, why are you really forgetting about global warming, carbon footprint? I got to tell you, we've been coming to this for, I don't know, half a decade now, and they were obsessed about sustainable this, green that, carbon reduction this, net zero, etc. That is almost completely gone. And, of course, Bill Gates, one of the biggest champions of that ideology, has abandoned it. Because they all want in on the AI money. And AI needs these vast data centers to take an enormous amount of energy.
And they nuclear also energy, know no one's buying there when they all buy oceanfront property and the ice caps didn't melt. Yeah.
There was a study, an estimate that for every four delegates at this convention, there's one corporate jet. And we went to the private airstrip at Altenrhein, and we just saw the planes coming in. Anyway, so that's what my colleague Avdi was referring to, is a few years ago, like Greta Thunberg was the star guest, and everything was climate this, climate that. Almost no one's talking about it. They have a couple of greenwashing art exhibits. That's over. These folks don't believe in anything that doesn't lead to their enrichment, either financially or in terms of political
power. So their news jam is the AI gold rush.
Yes, and they have a very particular job for AI, and machine-based censorship. And that's one of the front lines. I did talk to a free speech advocate of the Trump administration. You probably know who I'm talking about, David Sacks, who's one of the AI gurus for Trump. And I don't know if we have time, but I'd love to play.
Yeah, we're going to get to that later on. But let's go back to Larry Fink this morning. Here it is.
You betcha.
So what did you do with those photos?
Why are you so quiet? What does the spirit of dialogue actually mean, Larry? Does it mean anything? Is it like pretending you care about the carbon footprint coming here on a private jet?
Why is your bodyguard pushing me into the street, sir?
Just asking you to keep your distance. Excuse me, sir. Watch the baby.
Hey, pause for a second.
Why was you
know, it? So like I said, the bodyguard was pushing me into the street. Now, I wasn't too worried because there weren't a lot of cars. And I said, why is your bodyguard pushing me? And the bodyguard answered, not Larry Fink, of course. And he said, I'm just asking you to move away. You weren't asking me, brother. You were pushing me. You didn't ask me. You know,
it would have been
funny.
Such a victory if Fink would have actually just stopped and talked to you. Let's go back to it.
Donald Trump in one of your corporate videos, sir. Isn't that a bit weird?
Do you feel any responsibility?
I don't know if you heard that. Did you hear that, Alex?
Yeah, pause. Back up 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. Back up 10 seconds and listen to this, because I asked him a question that I haven't seen any corporate journalist ask him. Play that part again. Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Wait. Why was the would-be assassin of Donald Trump in one of your corporate videos, sir? Isn't that a bit weird?
Do you feel any responsibility?
Do you have any more information on that, Alex? And maybe he has information. Maybe he could
say... No, it gets worse. Oh, it gets worse.
It gets worse? It's worse?
The would-be shooter at Mar-a-Lago was in a BlackRock-produced ad.
Oh. You know, I just... And that's what I mean. You've got this wealth of knowledge, and I'm racking my brain thinking, okay, go to the Larry Fink memory chip and try and come up with, you have that granular detail that would have been amazing to Marshall. That was my poor chance, poor effort to do my best. But
no, it's a great job. Quit saying that.
He could have given an answer. He could have said, that's false. This is the truth. Here's the explanation. Like, he could have said something because he obviously has been briefed on it, but he doesn't lower himself to talk to mere citizen journalists. Anyway, I wanted to show you that I put that question to him. Keep playing the tape.
Jew, in the current climate where there's a rise in anti-Semitism and people blame Jews for everything, saying they want to control the world, and when they need evidence, they point to you. You're the example every anti-Semite gives, and it's hard to fight. Do you feel any responsibility for that?
Pause. You know, there are some Jews who live very Jewishly. They live their culture and their religion. And then there's some Jews who are just Jew by name or reputation or history, like George Soros would be an example. In fact, I think he's sort of, believe it or not, an anti-Semitic Jew. And obviously you're not going to blame all Jews for what Larry Fink does or what George Soros does, but they have that layer of wanting to control everybody. And some of them, like Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL, say they're doing it in the name of the Jewish community. It's just whenever I see someone who's a power-hungry censor who wants to destroy countries, who wants to promote mass immigration, who wants to do all these things, I think, why does he have to be, at least ethnically, Jewish? Because he sort of proves the false allegation. I'm not criticizing him for being Jewish. And those were questions by my colleague, Avi.
Well, the point is, they're basically hiding behind it.
Yeah, and I don't know, I think that Larry Fink is a caricature of a controlling, censorious, avaricious globalist. He is all those things. And I just wish that I didn't get saddled with ethnic stereotypes based on his misconduct.
Yeah, Larson Manderley is not Jewish. She literally wants total tyranny, and neither is King Charles, wants to exterminate everybody. But the point is, the big front guy is Larry Fink. Let's continue with the report. Here it is.
Don't touch my mic, mate.
keep your distance.
Why are your bodyguards such thugs, sir? Isn't that the true Larry Fink? You have all this BS about conversations and dialogue, but underneath it, you're a thug.
Spirit of dialogue. Spirit of dialogue. This is what it looks like here in Davos.
How do you feel about Donald Trump saying you can no longer buy up residential homes and rent them out for profit? Did you talk to him about that? Do you agree with him that you've been predatory in your pricing for residential houses in America?
Have you consolidated power by... Have you consolidated power at WEF now that you're the co-chair? What did you do with Klaus Schwab? What did he do wrong?
Pause for a sec. You know, I think that Klaus Schwab had a number of problems. There were accusations of sexual misconduct. The guy is
stealing money, looking like a James Bond villain, the German accent.
Yeah, I mean, and of course, working with the CIA decades ago, believe it or not, his father was an actual Nazi. I mean, there was a lot of crazy things about Klaus Schwab, but I think Larry Fink had a master plan to take over everything. And when Klaus Schwab slipped, Larry Fink was right there to grab the riches. And he is the boss.
Well, look at 4 years ago, the UN merged and said that the WEF was co-equal to them. That's the merger of a corporate mouthpiece showing how powerful it was. And I said back then, I said, I think Larry Fink's the real head of it, actually.
Yeah, I think he is. And even Donald Trump said Larry Fink makes things happen. Look, Larry Fink, let's not underestimate him. He's smart. He's got a work ethic. He's got an enormous team and company. He's got a Rolodex second to none. In some ways, he is worse than George Soros. I think he's more effective than Soros. And under him, the World Economic Forum this year is the record turnout, both in terms of guests, speakers, and attendees. Anyway, back to the vid.
Here it is.
The spirit of dialogue. This is it. Welcome to Davos 2026. The WEF, the biggest pack of hypocrites, evil hypocrites like Larry Fink, who tell us how we got to live when it comes to your carbon footprint. You got to eat bugs, but old mate here gets to fly in his private jet. And when that one got tired, he's moved on to the spirit of dialogue. Now we got to talk to opposing voices just like this. It means being surrounded by your goons. This year he's not taking photos of us, but just as quiet, no shame. What's your next project, Larry? Your silence says everything, you know that. Why do you suddenly not care about climate change here at WEF? Why does it seem like nothing here is about carbon footprint? Is that because the AI data centers kind of destroyed that narrative? Will you admit that it was all a scam?
Why do you force DEI on the companies in which you invest? Isn't that putting your own ideology ahead of shareholder rate of return? Isn't your fiduciary duty to get the best rate of return instead of imposing your ideology on the companies you invest in?
Are you still pushing ESG? I see it everywhere. What score do you think you get this year? What's your social score? You've got fans everywhere, Larry.
When was the last time you flew commercial, sir? Or is that just for the little people?
What are you thinking about that?
Is BlackRock and WEF just the same, just the one organization now? Larry, final word to the world. This is your chance. This is your chance. Larry, no, you don't want to say anything? In the spirit of dialogue, there you go. World Economic Forum 2026. The co-chair and the boss of BlackRock gives you a taste, the perfect example of what they mean when they tell you something.
That's Larry Fink. He's the CEO of BlackRock, $20 trillion of assets under management. He's the boss of this place here. Last year, he didn't like talking to us either. He took out his cell phone and took our pictures in sort of a threatening gesture. This year he managed not to do that, but his bodyguards did a little pushing. He himself, he's learned not to say a word. for Rebel News, I'm Ezra Levant with my colleague, Avi Yamini.
Wow.
Larry Fink talks to journalists every day, but they're always pre-scripted and vetted. I think that only once a year does he talk to journalists he does not control. Help us out by helping us cover our travel fees to get here. Go to WEFReports.com, and you can also see all our coverage at that same website.
WEFReports.com. Guys, we cannot do it without you.
Absolutely. Support them. Support InfoWars. We're all this together. And folks, these interviews get tens of millions of views. It changes the world. It comes up in Congress. We're spotlighting the unelected corporate government with Larry Fink publicly saying in years past, we're going to control everybody's behavior with their investment money. State of Texas this year won a big court case where they were trying to make us divest the fossil fuels, racketeering, or they would pull all the money when it was our money anyways, our investments. They backed off. So we're having big victories. Fink has to now act like he's going along with Trump. I remember when Trump first got in and went to Davos, Fink was like bragging, oh, we'll defeat America. America's over. China's going to dominate things. That was like 9 years ago. He was bragging. Oh, yeah, America's done. Now he knows. Now he's not so arrogant as Ezra Levant.
Yeah, you know, last year was the first time we put questions to Larry Fink. And my very first question was, have you spoken to the president? Since this was right after the 2024 election. And he wouldn't answer, but it was a real question because, of course, the ESG idea, it's contrary to so many things Trump believes in, but it's also contrary, as you just implied, to, you know, the responsibilities of a public company. Remember these $15 trillion or whatever it is, dollars under management. Fink doesn't own those funds. People put their money with Fink to invest for them. And so he has what's called a fiduciary duty to invest in a way that gets them the highest rate of return on a risk-adjusted basis, not for him to use that money as a stick to beat the company. So what he'll do is he might invest, let's say, $250 million in Company X, but then he'll write a letter to Company X, and I know this because I spoke to someone who got an investment from Fink, and they'll say, we expect this LGBTQ2I, we expect this quotas for minorities.
Well, let's be clear. It's been in the news for years. They will say, here's five or six rating groups. Pay them to come assess your company and then follow their recommendation. So it's, and then of course it's what Fink wants. Yeah.
Or we'll divest and we'll hurt your company. We'll hurt its reputation and we'll imply that you're bad people. So he's using other people. So if you want to use your own money that way, I suppose you can. But if you're taking tens of trillions of dollars from ordinary Americans and you are investing it, but then you're using that as a way for you to get in there. And
they're taking over energy, medicine, the COVID thing they were behind. And there's just so many examples of this where this is dictatorial. I mean, this is criminal.
When I was a child, I thought that capitalists were right-wing and freedom-oriented. Was I ever wrong? The smartest socialists, like George Soros, like Larry Fink, get inside capitalism and revolutionize it from within. It's sort of the Alinsky method. You know, instead of protesting outside the dean's office at university, why not become the dean and take over the university? Look at what they've done in Colombia. Most of the protesters at the encampment actually were staff at the university. Same thing in capitalism. Corrode from within, the long march through the institutions. Larry Fink is a tremendous triumph for what Klaus Schwab called stakeholder capitalism. What is stakeholder capitalism? It's the opposite of shareholder capitalism. Shareholder capitalism means if you own a share in a company, you get to make the decisions and the proportion of your ownership. Stakeholder capitalism means people who have nothing to do with the company, who didn't build it, don't own any stock, didn't buy it. They are advisors on women's studies and vegetarian studies and gay studies and racial studies. People who have a stake in your company but didn't build it, they get to make decisions. That was a creepy propaganda device invented by Klaus Schwab, and Larry Fink lives that.
You're right. More confrontation straight ahead. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Hour number 4 coming up. I'll try to get some more of your calls when our guest leaves us here. Really appreciate the calls. We're hitting this important stuff right now. I wanted to get Ezra's bigger take before we go to some of these other confrontations, and I could talk to him for 10 hours, but we're going to run out of time. We got to kind of dare these without a bunch of comment. Nigel Farage, you've got the AI czar at the White House really saying some key things, talking to you. You've got the head of the WHO, you guys confronted, and more. But I wanted to play you a few clips of this, just in general, for where you see the globalists, because I don't think globalism is defeated, but people are waking up to it. It's definitely on its heels. And the question is, what do we replace it with? I think you can't just oppose something. You gotta, you've got to offer something else. I think Trump's doing that, you know, really just neo-populism and Americana 2.0, Western, you know, Renaissance. But here's Ludnick 2 days ago, and he did this repeatedly, and explained to them that globalism has failed. Either way you slice it, it's done. Then that ties into this short clip of Robert Malone nails the real definition of the totalitarian globalist system, and then just a regular guy online, don't know who he is, but he does a really good breakdown. Western governments admit they engineered societal collapse on purpose. This is on purpose. So let's play those clips back to back.
Okay.
We are in Davos at the World Economic Forum. And the Trump administration and myself, we are here to make a very clear point. Globalization has failed the West and the United States of America. It's a failed policy. It is what the WEF has stood for, which is export, offshore, far shore, find the cheapest labor in the world, and the world is a better place for it. The fact is, it has left America behind. It has left the American workers behind. And what we are here to say is that America First is a different model, one that we encourage other countries to consider, which is that our workers come first. We can have policies that impact our workers. Sovereignty is your borders. You're entitled to have borders. You shouldn't offshore your medicine. You shouldn't offshore your semiconductors. You shouldn't offshore your entire industrial base and have it be hollowed out beneath you. You should not be dependent for that which is fundamental to your sovereignty on any other nation.
And if you're Trump's actually doing it.
Dependent on someone, it darn well better be your best allies. Okay? And so that is a different way of thinking. It is completely different than the WEF. I viewed the WEF as not a flagpole in the middle, but in fact, they are the flag. Whichever way the wind blew, so it blew. You should have solar. You should have wind. Why are you going to do solar and wind? Why would Europe agree to be net zero in 2030 when they don't make a battery? They don't make a battery. So if they go 2030, they are deciding to be subservient to China, who makes the batteries.
I'm going to say a couple of words that are pretty loaded. Benito Mussolini, who actually knew something about fascism, defined it as the alliance between basically a socialist government and industry. What you're experiencing is totalitarian socialism aligned with big business. It is the definition, according to Benito Mussolini, of fascism. It's not that the right is fascist. Fascism never comes from the right. It comes from the left. It comes from socialism.
Yeah, national socialists.
Speaking as somebody from down south, what we see is a totalitarian socialist takeover of Canada.
Governments worldwide are finally admitting that they engineered the downfall of our societies. A recent U.S. report confirms what so-called conspiracy theorists have said all along. COVID likely came from a lab incident involving dangerous, taxpayer-funded research. They also went on to admit that the vaccines were recklessly rushed, skipping proper safety trials and led to significant harms, and said that schools were unscientifically closed, causing unprecedented learning loss and psychological damage to children. This confession by the U.S. comes just weeks after the Canadian government released a report detailing how our top security biolabs sent deadly pathogens to China's military to be used in the dangerous gain-of-function research, which eventually led to the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, across the ocean, British leader Keir Starmer admitted that Western nations had been running an open borders experiment. Mass migration wasn't some unavoidable crisis, it was a deliberate decision by world leaders. This isn't about governments failing to respond to unforeseen problems, it's about deliberate actions, one crime against humanity after another. In the past 5 years, they've funded and engaged in risky bioweapons research involving deadly pathogens with a hostile communist nation. They enacted global global tyranny under the guise of public health, only for all-cause mortality to skyrocket after coercing the public into taking experimental pharmaceutical products, they pushed millions into poverty, crushed small businesses, expanded bureaucracy, and facilitated the largest upward wealth transfer in human history. They launched mass psyops to scapegoat and gaslight anyone who dared to dissent, tearing apart friends, families, and communities in the process. Framing these actions as mere incompetence or well-intentioned mistakes is an insult to the truth. Governments and transnational corporations amassed unimaginable amounts of wealth and power during a mass casualty event they caused. Anything less than international trials for these psychopaths is a mockery of justice. We cannot let those who lied, thieved, and tyrannized their way into societal destruction to bury their immense guilt in sanitized reports, only to continue ruling over us while collecting taxpayer-funded salaries. It's time we see real accountability. No more empty reports, no more political doublespeak. It's time we learn what justice looks like.
And they admit they did all this for power. You had said they would use the ZX for the power grab. So I want to get to your clips here. But as there's a lot of clips, I want to get your take. Obviously, spotlighting globalism is tyrannical and taking its power away is important. But we do need to see retribution so that the criminals don't reconstitute and do it again. So we don't have this happen again. What needs to come out of this? I mean, how would you quantify the moment in history we're in right now?
Well, after the Second World War, there was something called denazification, and it's just what it sounded like. I mean, Germany needed people to rebuild it, and a lot of the leadership elite had been Nazis. You can't simply tell millions of men they cannot be involved in their country. So they had an ideological effort to purge them of Nazism. We did not have a similar decommunistification, I'm making up a word, after the fall of the Berlin Wall. And I'm not just talking about individual people who are denazified. Just culturally, we didn't make communism as odious as Nazism. I remember in high school, my high school English teacher had a hammer and sickle on his belt buckle. How was that any different than him having a Nazi swastika on his belt buckle? In fact, it's pretty well known that the communists had a larger death toll. And so I think that whether it's national socialism or international socialism, both of those totalitarian regimes have killed so many millions. I think we have to, and I'm not talking about
propaganda. The Labour Party is admittedly the Fabian Socialists in England, the most vicious group.
Yeah, look, I'm not telling people they're not allowed to have thoughts, even to have dreams of being authoritarian. I mean, you can't tell people what to
think.
But
as a society, we need to all stand up and repudiate it, and it's we need to shun it. It's persona non grata.
You're right. I remember in that English class, there was a classmate of mine who had escaped from communism in Southeast Asia, and I just wondered what he thought, having made it to freedom in Canada, and now this commie is teaching English. There were a lot of interesting things in the clips there, and I don't know if you know, you probably did because you follow these things. Canada has a very high security virus lab in the province of Manitoba, and they had Chinese nationals working in that lab who stole viruses and took them to China, and they were allowed to leave and go back to China without being jailed. So there's a lot of terrible militarization of viruses that I don't even think has been reported. So listen, all these things are right. I love what Lutnick said, though, and it meshes with what Pete Hegseth says and what Scott Bessent says, and it's to replace multilateralism and the rules-based international order with something a little closer to reality, which is peace through strength. I mean, it may sound like a contradiction in terms, but the only way Donald Trump is able to knock heads and get peace deals, and if he does get one in Russia, Ukraine, it'll be because the force of his personality is matched by the force of America economically and militarily.
That's right. That's why you've got to have bilateral, trilateral systems where people can make deals a la carte, not some centralized corrupt UN and the failed globalist system. So let's get to...
And you need that central guy. You need that central guy who's going to knock heads and both sides, you know, and that has to be America. That cannot be China. That cannot be Russia. And And that's why America must remain strong. It can't go the European route.
Let's stop giving this authority over to globalists. I agree. Who do we go to next? You want to show David Sachs, the White House AI?
Yeah, I want to show him. I thought I really like the guy. I don't understand all the ramifications.
Yeah, notice he stopped
AI.
And talked to you, unlike Larry Fink. So that's the transparency of the White House. Here it is.
Do you think there's a rift between Europe and America on freedom of speech?
Oh, that's a good question.
Exceptional question.
Yeah.
We got a panel about that.
Hi, Jason.
Good to see you.
We just interviewed Sarah Rogers, who's our Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy. Jason and I did yesterday, and she was talking about the fact that the State Department's had to sanction some, actually, as European NGOs who are promoting censorship in Europe. In the UK, you've got over 12,000 people a year arrested for basically speech crimes. So, yeah, I think there is a little bit of a divergence here.
Do you think there's a difference?
We don't have a First Amendment the way that we do. So you could argue that the U.S. has always respected speech more than European countries. But nonetheless, it is disturbing to see what's happening on social media. People getting arrested for social media posts. Not a great situation.
Do you think there's a difference between how the European... If I could take one more question just for 1 second. Is there a difference between how the European regulators treat Elon Musk's X versus how they treated China's TikTok or other platforms that are less free speechy?
Well, all I can say is that they've been certainly rattling the saber about X recently. I mean, this happened back when Thierry Breton was threatening X over the fact that Elon conducted a Twitter space with President Trump. Remember that?
Give me 30 seconds on Canada. I don't know if you've been following. We're from Canada. There have been a number of bills.
You know, just one thing on the X. What are they scared of exactly? That their citizens are going to use X and... their citizens are going to give their opinions? Like, what exactly is the UK afraid of?
Well, I have an opinion. I want to hear yours.
Yeah, I think they're afraid of facing their own citizens and their own citizens' concerns, maybe around immigration, maybe about freedom of speech. I mean, how is freedom of speech going down in Europe and going up in the Middle East? Think about that trend.
Give me 30 seconds on Canada, because that's where we're from. Do you have a view on Canada's censorship at all? Have you been following it?
No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't really.
Keep an eye peeled out of the corner of your eye.
Is that the next shooter?
Well, we need a little bit of help up there, because
I
think that we're slowly deteriorating into a European-style regulatory state.
Yeah, not great. Look, we're proponents of freedom of speech. The administration is. We hate to see our European friends, with whom we have so much in common, common Western values, not seem to respect freedom of speech as much. We hope this trend turns around. Sarah Rogers, again, who's working on this issue for the...
very bold.
...is doing a terrific job. She was saying that we asked her, do you think things are going to head in the right direction? She thinks things are going to get better, so we'll see. Hopefully.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Cheers. Rebel News comes to Davos every year in Switzerland.
All right, let's stop there and go back to Ezra. So... the difference is there's the White House AI czar stopping and talking to you, has nothing to hide, but the globalists will never talk to you or anybody else. They just stomp off.
That made me feel good on a personal level, but far more important to me was the substance of what he said. That was a very strong endorsement of free speech on the internet. He was very familiar with the details of the UK's arrests of people on social media. He was clearly in contact with the senior diplomat at the State Department pushing back at Europe. So he's very dialed in. And that's what made me feel great about that, is he had the kind of granular detail about censorship that shows he's following it closely. This wasn't just a shallow talking point, Alex. This is someone who's a believer.
Very exciting. People don't know Trump cut $44 billion investment in the UK over the censorship. People don't know that they actually are doing some stuff there. But you're right. They don't know about Canada and all that. That's another hour. All the draconian laws are passing the mirror of the UK and Europe. Let's go to the WHO boss, Tedros. You guys ran into him. This is a short clip. Tell us what happened.
You know what? I was in line talking to someone else, actually, and there's Tedros behind me. I only had about 10 seconds. And like I say, I was shifting gears. Oh, who's that? Tedros. All right. What questions do I have? I apologize for my bit of stammering. I only really had 10 seconds with him. What would you ask in your first 10 seconds? Here's what I did.
Here it is.
To Tedros, do you have any regrets about the mandatory vaccines and people being fired for not taking them, now that we know that that they didn't really do the job? Do you have any regrets?
I think countries have the right to decide based on the risk, the situation in their countries.
If you had to do it all over again, would you do anything differently?
But at least he was smart enough to act like he answered your question.
Yeah, I mean, he lowers the energy. Like, if Larry Fink would just take the question, take the energy down, slow it down, give some words, frankly, that would reduce the friction. But I think Larry Fink is too much, too aggressive and combative, wants to smash everything. When you think about it, Tedros is a kind of diplomat. He's at the UN. He's used to, you know, operating between conflicting forces. In some ways, he's a better communicator than Fink. If I could do that again, I would ask him something like, do you feel personal responsibility for the fact that the United States has quit your World Health Organization? Don't you take that as a vote of non-confidence? But that's me with the benefit of
I would have said the United States has pulled out of your treaty. Your whole regime of forced vaccines has collapsed. Is this not a repudiation of your totalitarianism?
Yeah. You know what? And that's, like I said, I'll stop pestering you.
No, hindsight is always 2020, buddy.
Well, you're going to come out here with me one day.
We're going next year.
Great questions.
Let's look at Nigel Farage, who's not an enemy, but you're able to talk to him about Tommy Robinson and the promises of reform and Tory light. Here it is.
Nigel, has Larry Fink defected to reform?
I think we're some way from that still.
Nigel, you had a lot of supporters that are Tommy Robinson fans, and they were quite upset, obviously, with what you've said about Tommy. You've said Tommy has a conviction for domestic violence, for beating up women. It's not true. Would you correct that record?
Yeah, he beat up a policeman after an altercation with his wife. Listen, if I got that slightly wrong, I'm sorry, all right?
Nigel, immigration...
And I have no wish to have a fight with him at all. He does what he does. I do what I do. There we go.
What do you say to people who are worried that you're turning into a light Tory party, another version of it, because everyone's affecting?
We're taking some experience from the Tory party. We're hollowing them out, and we're leading the opinion polls. Don't worry. This won't be Tory 2.0. No chance.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say it. Farage has gone sideways. I mean, I've been interviewing him 20 years, and having dinner with him once with Roger Stone at the RNC. I got a very cold operator. We're glad he survived his plane crash, the rest of it. I can tell you, he'd be in a new Steven Spielberg's movie if they remake Raiders of the Lost Ark. It looks like a Gestapo officer in that outfit. That's looking very slick. What's really going on with Nigel Farage?
I think I like him more than you do. I understand he's a politician who's operating in a very challenging environment, so he has to be careful. I sort of like his line, let Tommy Robinson do his thing, which is being a movement activist, very bold, strongly speaking about radical Islam.
He has sniped at Tommy. He has said stuff like, we just accept Islam.
And that's why my colleague Avi Yamini pressed Nigel Farage to back away from one of his false statements. And I think Nigel did a little bit. Listen, Nigel Farage, God willing, will be the next Prime Minister of the UK. He's been leading all the polls for months. And I do believe that he will stop mass immigration and possibly reverse it in a Trump-style remigration. He's warming to mass deportations. He's not perfect. No politician is. You know what the Bible says, put not your trust in princes.
I've loved him for 20 years until the last few. He kind of went sideways. So yeah,
if he destroys the UK Labour Party and brings in, I was up there. He won a special election with the motto, freeze immigration, stop the boats. I got to tell you, Alex, I'd vote for him if I were a Brit.
Absolutely. All right. Rebel Media, ladies and gentlemen, can find you guys at World Economic Forum Reports.com. More great work from you guys. Thank you so much, Ezra Levant.
Thanks for having me. And you really have been keeping the fire burning for years while the world wasn't paying attention. Now, hopefully, people are paying attention to what's going on at the World Economic Forum. And thanks for giving me access to your wide audience. And hopefully, they saw some things they found interesting.
Ezra, thank you, brother. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
Wow. Bye-bye.
So, yeah, I mean, globalism used to be hidden. Now it's out in the open. We have come so far compared to where we were. Things aren't perfect, but we've come so far. Now I want to take a few calls when we come back. And we'll continue into the fourth hour. So Sean and then James and Jason and Adam and Doreen and DJ Pat, stay there. But just briefly, I am listener supported. I need funding from you. I don't have Israel or Qatar or the WF, anybody funding me but you, thealexshowstore.com. And I got to tell you, I designed this new hat. I love it. I think it's going to be popular. It's tanned with a nice yellow and black patch. American Supply Company, established 1776 with the two gadget and snakes on it. I'm really proud of this hat. I love this hat. I think it's going to be a bestseller. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. Also, all orders till Sunday evening at midnight with up to 45% off of the ultramethylene blue and the other products on the site. You get a free t-shirt. Limited edition t-shirt. Just until Sunday evening. And here is the shirt. Just has a Stranger Things font. InfoWars. Since 1997. And I've been on air since late 94, but heard InfoWars in 97. It's a great looking shirt. Every order gets one free. Maybe put up the shot from the site at thealexshowstore.com. And that funds this operation. And again, separately, it's up to 45% off on the supplements until Sunday as well. On top of all that, no excuse. And you're crazy if you don't get bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules and gummies, or turmeric, or ultimate burn, fat burner, ultramethylene blue capsules and tincture, Trilogy gummies and capsules, Ultra DNA Revival, and the other great products there. These are incredible, game-changing products that empower you and your family and keep this broadcast on the air in the face of the lawfare, the DOJ, the CIA, the Democrats, our big counter civil rights suit. We already have one in there, but the big one's coming. I mean, imminently. All of this, keeping us in the fight, is you. We can't do any of this without you. And so many of the talking points of truth that break through the lies come out of this show. So many of the talking points you see in Trump's speeches or this broadcast. White House listens, foreign governments listen, not just millions of people around the world who are so important. That is history happening right now, but it is regular people, your word of mouth, sharing articles and videos, your prayer, and your financial support, getting incredible products that enrich and empower you and your life at thealexshowstore.com. And everybody knows about bovine colostrum, or you should. We have the best, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. Your skin, your hair, your eyes, your guts. It's the first 2 weeks of milk from a mammal are incredible. This is concentrated bovine colostrum at thealexshowstore.com. It's a bestseller. We've got limited edition knives, other things that are selling out, all available right now at thealexshowstore.com. And you're the reason we're still in the air despite all these attacks and all the rest of it. But I'm telling you, the products are amazing. If you'll just get them and try them, if you try one product, try the ultramethylene blue. Oh, by the way, ultramethylene red, our own proprietary formula, that stacks great with methylene blue, but also great by itself. We take an hour to get into it all. It's the first three runs have sold out of it. It's limited runs. A bigger run just came in. Ultramethylene red, now in stock, discounted at thealexshowstore.com. So try ultramethylene red now. You can't lose. You're keeping us on the air, and you're going to find out this stuff works so great. We have an 80%+ reorder on stuff like methylene blue. That's because it works so good. Nobody has that. TheAlexShowStore.com. The coordinates of incredible products and the coordinates of funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. Hour number four, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
J6 cop Michael Fanone, who said, "You see your Second Amendment and start killing ICE people a week ago." Now he just flipped out on Ivan Ranklin and just made up stuff. Went completely insane. Let's come up next segment. But right now we're taking your phone calls. Sean in New York, thanks for holding it on the air. Go ahead.
General Jones, Captain Clown, Carl Brody, to do you, sir. I would like to bring up the fact of the common denominator of most of these rioting leftists seems to be the vaccine. They've all been vaccinated and they have these aggressive impulses. I'm just wondering how you feel, if you think that there's something to do with maybe Harper and the frequency or SSRIs that are making these people go into this aggressive reaction. Also, I wanted to bring up the weather situation that's going to happen. I brought it up at Thanksgiving. It was actually an episode of The Simpsons, and I kind of was watching everything with Three Eye Atlas shooting a hole in the sun, and I kind of was piecing together, yeah, we're probably going to get crazy cold weather. But also, if we took over Venezuela, aren't we the narco-terrorists now? But doesn't Greenland military, isn't that America's military? Hasn't America always been the military for Greenland? And General Tedros, you know, one of the best things he ever said was, don't give the vaccine to children, it's killing them. But nobody brings that up anymore.
Yeah, he actually said we should give it not to children, it kills them, just give it to old people.
Right, right. What happened to Musha? How's she doing?
Who?
Your cat, Musha.
Musha's doing great.
Oh, okay. That's fantastic. So now we're talking back to the aggressive rioters. Do you believe it's the vaccine and a frequency that can make them actually go all berserk?
Kind of like the Kingsman. There are studies out showing neurological disorders and aggression in people that have taken the spiritual shots. But I think in general it's the spirit they have of evil. I mean, it's like they're demon-possessed. That was a lot of topics, Sean. I appreciate your call. You're like, well, let's talk about this. This was all interesting. Let's go ahead and go to Adam in Oregon. Adam, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, that was interesting. Cobra Commander, good to talk to you again.
Cobra.
Hey, loving the camo. You look like you reminded me of Norman Schwarzkopf from Desert Storm.
Hey, I was just being lazy today. But go ahead, yeah.
I wanted to call and let you know, I don't know if you're aware, David Medina here in Oregon on Monday announced his candidacy for governor here in Oregon. And I believe you're aware of him. I think he may have used to work with you guys at one point, but I don't know if you're aware of that. But that's big for us here in Oregon. And I just wanted to give him a shout out and hopefully you could touch a bit shout him out, promote him a little bit, and help us out here in Oregon.
That's great. Absolutely. What about the Democrats? Do you have something you want to say about that?
Oh, just the standard. The governor here, we signed a petition because they tried to put a gas tax on us, and we signed, got 275,000 people to sign a petition, and now she's going to have the legislation pull that bill and then reintroduce it right before the vote, so that the petition that all of us residents here signed is null and void. And then you have, you know, the two Portland police officers shot the other night, and all the madness that's happening everywhere else in Democrat-run cities. We got it going on here.
Well, that's the thing, is they just get, if it was a graph, this is kind of a guesstimation, but let's just say here's the year 2000. The left's kind of going like this, and it's just crazier, 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 crazier. This is, 2025. I mean, it's just like, it's going straight up now. So how crazy is it going to get, brother?
It's going to get crazier before it gets better, I think.
Well, one thing for sure, stuff's not going to be boring. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. J-Dawg, straight ahead.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Best-selling author, top globalist expert, Jay Dyers, will take over here in a few minutes. Got some breaking news we're about to hit right now on this live Thursday, January 22nd, 2026 transmission at 2:06 Central Time. Wow, go F yourself, rape my children, you sick bastard. And we have the video. Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, lawyer, Defense Intelligence Agency, didn't say that. Go F yourself, rape my children, you sick bastard. Unhinged J6 TV star Michael Fanone screams at Ivan Raiklin during Jack Smith committee hearing. Democrats cheer as he exits hearing room with Capitol Police. Now, he said just a week and a half ago, he said, get your Second Amendment to take out ICE. That's a real insurrection. And so he's been heavily involved in this whole thing. And it reminds me of when some of the neocons were attacking Tucker Carlson, Mike Levin. He goes, he plays a clip of Tucker, nothing about Levin, nothing about his family. And he goes, you piece of crap, you just put down my stepson. You just said he deserves to die. If I see you in person, I'm gonna beat the hell out of you. Said nothing about his family or anything. It's just mentally ill. Well, it's the same thing here. But this is the guy that got caught, making all this stuff up. The little darling literally, sits in the lap of Nancy Pelosi. Here he is flipping on Ivan Raiklin, making up stuff that Ivan never said. Here it is.
Why are you so spasmodic? Why spasmodic? Absolutely. Look behind you. Do something. Why should I? I'm communicating with you. I'm trying to communicate. Right? Look at
trust me, I'm using a lot of.
See how many people are constraining you?
Come get me.
Look at me. Total control over my mind and body. Total control over my mind and body. And I'm totally dominating.
Sir.
This guy has threatened my family, threatened my children, threatened to rape my children.
Oh, really?
Rape my children, you sick bastard. Rape my children.
More people need to get it.
And I love how the Capitol cop acts like Ivan Reichland did something. We talked to Ivan. We're hitting him on during the war room. He's never said anything about that dude's kids. That's what they do. They always just make something up so they can be the victim. Meanwhile, I mentioned this. I should have done more on it. I'll shoot a special report on it today. You can bet tomorrow cover it. Simulation, civil war could be triggered by exactly what ICE is doing now. And it's all the different leftist publications going, oh, look, in 2014 or 2024. In 2024, there was a drill with Penn State and the feds about, oh, if Trump gets in, he'll send out ICE and that'll cause a civil war. This is in the Podesta plan. It's in it all. This is what they've been planning. We ran high-level U.S. civil war simulations. Minnesota's exactly how they started, The Guardian. So now they're all saying, oh, the left war game, and that's how the civil war starts. No, that's how you say you start the civil war. So a big, big deal. I'm sorry to James, Jason, Doreen, and Pat. If you want to give us your name and number, we'll call you back tomorrow. I'll take calls for the Friday show. Go to the head of the line. I don't want to hand the baton to Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis with all the information he's got. We need to hear from him. And then in exactly 50 minutes from now, we're going to have Harris Smith host The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Remember, the dog don't hunt without you. You're the word of mouth. Share those feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, the Alex Jones channel, and the local station you're listening to. You changed the world, Cecily, and thank you. Jay Dyer takes over now.
Thank you, Alex. On the fourth hour today, we're going to talk about another one of those key texts that admit pretty much everything, and it's the present global elite text that we're working through. It's called The Old Boys, and it's a history of the American oligarchical elite and the origins of the CIA and the OSS. And it's going to be very relevant for the World Economic Forum Davos, which is presently meeting. So we're going to tie it into that, how that came about. But this is not a conspiracy text. This is a book that was written by a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, kind of like Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, but it's kind of lesser known. So this book goes into where the OSS and the CIA came from, how they were set up by British intelligence, how during World War II, there were many situations where factions and members of the CIA, the Dulleses and others, were actually involved through their law firm, Sullivan and Cromwell, in aiding and abetting some of the tiny mustache man followers to help set that situation up. So this is a book that really vindicates and admits a lot of what is in Anthony Sutton's work. And this is, again, relevant because we're beginning to see a sort of false dialectic that's being created between the idea that Muslims and Christians should reunite together in some sort of right-wing movement. This always ends up being a giant fraudulent situation. This is being pushed constantly. But there's a clip I want to play before we do that from a couple of my friends, Jake Rattlesnake and Andrew Wilson. And in this clip, they're going to analyze something that happened recently by a funny admission from the global elites about the relationship between Judaism and Islam. And you're going to notice that it's exactly what I've been saying for all of these years. It's not the popular position. Many people are ignorant about both Islam and rabbinic Judaism and the attitudes that they have towards the West or towards Christianity, but they share a lot of commonalities. And in this clip, we're going to actually see the admission of this, and we're going to begin to learn why the fake right-wing controlled opposition types of movements, especially things like Con Inc. or even the fake far right, they really provide the justification for these people to say, aha, look, we have this massive explosion of neo-Nazis and anti-Semites and et cetera. And that becomes the justification for the next phase of crackdown. So if you want to go ahead and play this clip, and then I'll comment on it as we play it.
All right. Same sort of story, but now at the World Economic Forum, this was an interesting one. President of the Conference of European Rabbis, the rise of extreme right in many European countries is a response to the insecurity felt by the old Europeans, the so-called old Europeans, regarding the new immigrants. Fighting Islamophobia and anti-Semitism is in the interest of both religions. If this is bizarre, let me get your take on this.
In universities, on the streets, and a rise of 500%, maybe some instances to 1,000%, of anti-Semitic acts. And there has also been a reaction of Europe. I think the rise of the extreme right in many European countries is a response to the insecurity felt by the old Europeans, so-called old Europeans, regarding the new immigrants who came from the Middle East. So I think that fighting Islamophobia and anti-Semitism is an interest of both religions in both communities. And when we do it together, it's going to be much more useful. We have created under also the Saudi umbrella more than 10 years ago, the Muslim Jewish Leadership Council, and which was successful. And we believe that we have to go this way if we want to make sure that every European can live in peace and walk in peace in the streets.
So, I mean, an alliance between Muslims and Jews against the old European, which means the traditional Europeans.
Well, I want you to end the dialectic in your head, right? Put on your debate brain, your reasoning brain, your logical brain. This guy's not actually lying. He's telling you the truth. There has been a rise of the far right in European nations. They're reactionaries to what's going on with policies which have been directed by their governments, which they disagree with. He's right that there is an increase in what would be considered anti-Semitism, and that's across the entirety of the world, not just in European nations. Right? Like, all of this is correct. But the part where it's problematic is the reasoned response. So the thing is there good cause for people to be upset? Well, apparently the left and many on the far right are in unison with the idea that Israel, with the backing of secular Jews around the world, is in the middle of the commission of a that they're murdering wholesale an entire grouping of people for the purposes of political convenience and social coherence. That's what they think is happening.
So we can stop
there. So if that's the case, and then you have people who are in defense of that.
Right? So you'll notice the point that we've been making for so many years here about this managed dialectic between the assumed union of the right wing and Islam, or the idea that Christians are together with Jews in a Judeo-Christian alliance against Islam. Really, all of that is nonsensical. The real battle here is a spiritual battle between truth and falsehood, between those who submit to Christ as the Messiah and those who don't. And the religions who do share some things in common with us, be they Muslims or be they Jews or whatever, even if it's a minuscule degree, some things in common really doesn't matter ultimately if at the end of the day, those religions also profess that they have to get rid of you and destroy you, that they have to conquer you. So it doesn't really do any good from a sort of ecumenist, you know, watered down perspective of people in the West to say, oh, well, let's just focus on the what we have in common and why do we have to disagree when it's already part of their dogma, both in the Talmud and in the Hadiths and in the Quran, that it's their job to eradicate your religion. And both of those religions believe in doing that at pretty much any cost. In other words, there's no real limitations. There's very minimal limitations on what can be done against you and your people group to destroy you or to conquer you. The difference is that they exploit the weakness that they or perceive weakness in mainline Western liberalized Christianity, which is this idea that you can universalize our ethic. We believe in a universalized ethic that we shouldn't mistreat people, that we shouldn't have a dual ethical standard for other people outside of us, etc. But that's not the attitude of these groups. These groups come out of a tribal ethic. And this is, again, one thing that distinguishes Christianity from the other so-called monotheistic religions is the idea that Christianity has transcended the tribal ethic. It doesn't necessarily mean that we transcended the idea of ethnos or people groups or even races per se. We can admit that as a reality that God created. There's different people groups. They don't have to all be turned into Babel. That's the New World Order type of plan. But what we don't want to admit is this idea that we're still in a tribal ethic where I and my people group can do anything we want to people outside the people group to screw them over so that we protect our people group. And ultimately what that leads to is a inbred ethic where you inbreed with your own people group. We see that in Ashkenazi Judaism. We see that in things like Somalia where Islamic people groups operate this way. It's very well known now. And this produces, mental illness. It produces low IQ. It produces all these problems, but that's the kind of norm for religions or people groups that don't have a universal ethic, that have a very tribal-based ethic. And it really produces a kind of psychopathy that justifies then the eradication of anyone else by any means, because it's seen in this very, sort of primeval survival attitude. And I don't think the answer is for white people to then become Odinist and neo-pagans. Most of that stuff also ends up being some kind of weird fed controlled thing, controlled opposition. So the only answer here, the only solution to this is to return to a universal Christian ethic, something that's taught by, for example, Orthodox Christianity. We just had a recent statement by the patriarch and other bishops in the Middle East of the Orthodox Church condemning Christian Zionism as a disastrous heresy that destroys the fabric of Christianity in the West. And we saw Ted Cruz condemning that statement and then coming out and reaffirming the idea that the church isn't the fulfillment of the Old Testament nation state of Israel. Israel is really still the fulfillment of the promises of the Old Testament. So we have a Judaizing removal of the fulfillment of Christ and a return to a kind of retrograde view that ends up being a disaster for the people in the West. It ends up being a engineered political technology to make everybody submit to whatever Israel wants. And then we have a false dialectic of, well, if you don't support that, you are a Muslim. You must be a Muslim. You must be a supporter of Islam. No, I can oppose both of those things and support the idea of an Orthodox Christian ethic. And really, you know, it's Orthodox Christianity that will be the big loser in all of this because they have a huge chunk of the land in Palestine, in the Middle East, in Israel. So really, when all this, goes down, whatever goes down, probably the Orthodox Church will be the most damaged in terms of what's going on there in the Middle East. But I don't have to support mullahs. I don't have to support Sunni versus Shia or any of that. I can recognize the reality of those situations and try to promote something like a Christian. What about a Christian government? You know, in the Middle Ages, we had a Christian government there. So maybe we should work to convert people to Christianity, to Orthodox Christianity. Maybe that'd be a good approach to fixing and solving the problems in the Middle East, because as long as we're stuck in this sort of Old Testament tribal mindset of this tribe versus that tribe and eternal vendettas, nothing will ever progress. You don't get a civilization, you don't get a culture that flourishes when you're in a tribal warfare mindset. Everything will return to something more primitive, something more primal. Perhaps that's what the global elite want, because if you factionalize everything and turn it into one of these tribal situations, you can then deindustrialize and you can have everybody at their throats and then bring in the austerity model of what the World Economic Forum, of what Davos, of what the internationalists want. They want this type of a fractured, factionalized, destructive warfare situation going on, chaos, to then reorganize everything like a phoenix from the ashes into a technocratic socialist order. We've begun to see the return of censorship. Censorship terms are beginning to come back. We're beginning to be told that you can't speak against things happening in the Middle East. You can't speak against people groups that identify as minorities. We thought this was going away. It's beginning to creep back in. Of course, we knew it always would on the social media platforms. And spearheading that, of course, is people who say that you can't talk about Israel because if you do, you're anti-Semitic and we from Israel will shut you down if you talk about it. So they're openly doing the very things that they're saying you can't talk about, which is a kind of intentional 1984 style operation. And again, this all comes out of this tribal mindset, right? Survival in extreme situations whereby anything that benefits supposedly the tribe is acceptable and applicable. But the problem with that, again, that comes with a lot of downsides. Number one, we don't live in the ancient world. This is the modern world where anything that people do can be sort of broadcast and then people can begin to see the hypocrisy. So then when you have that double standard, that dual ethic, people can begin to figure that out and see that, you know, this is a PR nightmare. How are you going to convince people that you have the upper hand, you have the moral superiority when you also have a dual ethic, which allows you to pretty much do whatever you want? And that's all going to be disastrous in the long run for all the people involved. And likewise, at the same time, we have within the media sphere, while all that real stuff is going down, you have just absolute insanity. You have Candace Owens coming out with the most ridiculous nonsense with, you know, Wakanda, Sumerian technology, time traveling, all just nonsense, pure absolute nonsense. And that is a huge distraction. All of the soccer moms and the wine aunts throughout the country are now tuned into her soap opera, which is a week-by-week X-Files episode updated with a new conspiracy to make you forget the last one that turned into nothing. I went hard on this for the last 2 months because this, she was at the top of media. I don't know if she's still up there in the Joe Rogan rankings, but she was at the top of media and it's like, wait a minute, this matters. If the top of media is beginning to push absolutely insane things, and I don't have any problem criticizing TPUSA, but the problem is that why is she so focused on certain things like that when, you know, there's other issues that almost never come up, right? I mean, a year ago, it was all about Bibi. Bibi was everything. Now it's all about, before that, it was Macron and the wife or whatever, the man or whatever. So now it's all about this. And so every week there's a new absolutely necessary conspiracy that has to be focused on. And you've forgotten the nonsense from last week of the star witness, Mitch Snow or whatever. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. And now it's turned into full on coast to coast level stuff with time travelers, Sumerian technology. We watched the whole episode. People said, oh, you're taking it out of context. No, it's absolute nonsense. And again, that's all just absurd distraction from what's really going on in the world. All of this insane stuff. And I tried to warn people in that sphere. I tried to say 2 years ago when she was going in the direction of this sort of charismatic Roman Catholic position where you get these intuitions and God's speaking to you and all this kind of stuff. That's a dangerous position to be in, not because God can't do those things, but there has to be some kinds of checks and balances because we're all very susceptible to what we call prelest, which is self-delusion, this idea that you are, whatever you feel is God talking to you at that time. It's got to be checked against, you know, some firewalls or bounced off of other people. And the Orthodox Church has that with spiritual fathers, or you bounce this stuff off. You don't get lost in these sort of delusions because Jeremiah says our heart is very deceptive. We can be misled by our own intuitions and by our own heart. We can deceive ourselves into thinking that we're more important than we actually are. And what we see with Candace then is this idea that, well, I'm at the center of all of the world now, and the space-time continuum is all hinging upon me and my, you know, twin flame soulmate, you know, reconnecting from beyond the grave, and Charlie speaking to me out of purgatory. It's just nonsense, and it should be called out as nonsense because now you have millions of soccer moms who are awake in America, but it's awake to Oprah-level nonsense. It's not actually being awake to what's really going on. And people don't care about the history. They don't care about reading. I've learned this obviously for many, many years. So what I've tried to do is take books that nobody's ever going to read and give them bite-sized pieces of information that you can learn and verify on your own if you want to with actual writings from the elite. Again, I think people just find it really hard to believe, even though they'll believe the most insane stuff about time traveling and Sumerian Wakanda technology. But they'll believe that, but they have a hard time believing that the elites would actually write books where they talk about what all the plans are and where they're going to take things. And, you know, you've heard me say in regard to the book, Johann Rautio's book, Milner Fabian Conspiracy, everything that's in that book is in this book. This is more of a historical account, but for example, at the beginning of the book, Bertrand Hirsch, member of the Council of Foreign Relations, says that John Maynard Keynes, Walter Lippmann, and other Fabian socialists were the key architects of America's transition out of the older non-interventionist model and into this international socialist force for the doctrine of, you know, expanding Americanism, not in the sense of like free trade and that kind of stuff, or not in the sense of Austrian economics. Excuse me, I should say they did promote free trade, but not because of Austrian economics. We're talking about Keynesianism. So we're talking about soft socialism. We're talking about fiat money printing, which was the policy of the Wilson administration due to the influence of Lord Rothschild and Colonel Edwin Mandel House. And that's admitted within the first chapter of the book. Walter Lippmann, Jean Monnet, John Maynard Keynes, Colonel Edwin Mandel House, Lord Rothschild, these were all key figures influencing the Wilson administration, particularly in the time of what's called the Inquiry, which was the intelligence superstructure before the OSS, right? So before the OSS, we did have an intelligence superstructure, particularly under the Wilson administration, known as the Inquiry, which was a bunch of academics and bankers pushing this idea of a Fabian socialist Federal Reserve-based global economic order right after World War I. And they decided that what they would have to do is use the techniques of intelligence and manipulation and subterfuge throughout the world through a bunch of operations to set up this specific Fabian socialist government. this technocracy. Now, it doesn't end up happening after World War I, but they didn't stop. And when we come back, we're going to look at the rest of this plan and how it culminates in the World Economic Forum.
Look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home.
We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Supps.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I want to remind you, if you would like to keep up with this kind of information, we do a lot of fun things on my website and at my YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe to Jay Dyer on YouTube, and you can sign up for my website, jaysanalysis.com, to get access to the archives and all of the information that we've been putting up there for the last 10 years. Lots and lots of interviews, lots and lots of lectures on books like Burt and Hirsch's Old Boys, as well as many others. And if you'd like to get signed copies of my books, you can go to the shop at jasonallisons.com. Got a whole trilogy on the history of Hollywood, propaganda, psyops, psychological warfare, Esoteric Hollywood 1, 2, and 3. The third book just came out. And also you can get my other books that are there dealing with theology, philosophy, history, etc. So we're talking about the origins of the modern intelligence agencies, the OSS and the CIA, how they come out of earlier versions that the Fabian socialist elite at the behest of Lord Rothschild and others that set up the inquiry and then tried to maneuver that into a global socialist order even at that time. That's why we had back at that time, even after Woodrow Wilson, you had the rise of FDR and other socialists to try to push America into some sort of a socialist order. And as we heard earlier, you know, it was the same situation with the National Socialists as well, that both of these groups, whether leftist or so-called right-wing socialism, they all kind of come out of the same problems of reacting to monopoly capital money printing. The problem is that with both of those forms of socialism, national socialism and international socialism, what happens is that you get a tendency to corporate elites and banking elites also funding and thus trying to control or successfully controlling or steering the socialist movements as well. The famous historian Oswald Spengler famously said, you can never find a socialist movement who doesn't have some monopoly capitalist at the top of it. And as you heard earlier in today's interview with Ezra Lamont, he made a good point that if you look at Larry Fink or if you look at Klaus Schwab, these are supposedly mega capitalists or George Soros. But why do they push so much leftism and socialism? Well, really cunning elite monopoly capitalists tend to figure out that the best way to concentrate and transfer wealth offshore is actually through socialism, not through a kind of an Austrian economic model, right? An Austrian economic model, and I'm not saying it doesn't have its own, you know, issues or that you can't critique it, but that model is not as amenable to a corporate elite or a socialist leftist-minded billionaire as socialism would be, because socialism, it sort of lowers the bar of where people can get in the meritocracy or in terms of their own entrepreneurship. It collectivizes the wealth under the state, and it can be used by corporations. So this is what people just simply don't understand, is that corporatism or that socialism can be a technology or a tool of moneyed elites, of oligarchs, and corporations. For example, for many years, corporations have gotten huge government deals and subsidies and government welfare. Now, we critique that, right, on the right and amongst the conservatives, but this can happen at the level of the corporation as well. They can get government contracts and government welfare, which allows them to get ahead of everyone else. And that's really unfair trade. That's really gaming the system. But what you start to realize is that they all game the system. And so it's not a battle between individuals fighting the state, even though at one level it may be, right? At the small business level, you might be actually competing with Walmart or something like that, which has unfair, you know, laws and rules that favor it. So it might give the appearance, as many classical libertarian and sort of right-wing conservative commentators the last 20 years have talked about, and I'm talking about all the sort of normie ones, you know, the Mark Levins and these, you know, the Rush Limbaughs and, oh, it's the private enterprise versus, you know, these EPA laws and this and that. That's true at one level. That at a higher level, there's a much more nefarious global problem of the corporate elite, the banking elite, structuring an international order whereby through especially the technocracy now, social credit, DEI, all of that, they can implement a complete track and traced and enslavement system, and that's where they want to go. Now, it's becoming very unpopular, and that's what we saw with Davos this week, where Trump, Howard Lutnick, others have given these talks, these lectures, saying this whole system doesn't work. It actually has failed. And a lot of what they said was great. Pretty much everything they said was true, spot on. The problem is that if we're 20, it's almost maybe 20 years too late. I'm not trying to be blackpilled, because this is what we've got to do. This is the hand we're dealt. We got to deal with it. So we have to keep doing what we're doing. But we should have really been realizing these things 20 years ago. Of course, Alex was here talking about all that stuff more than 20 years ago. So, you know, had we listened, had we gotten more people on board, we might have been able to stave off of this collapse. But it's just so overwhelming at times because the attack is in every domain. It's our food. It's our monetary system. It's our education system. But we have to face up to that reality, and we've got to get past the normie conservative blinders that they have, that there's no conspiracy. It's still just the ignoramuses and the idiots in Washington and the left. They're so stupid. We've got to get to the point where we admit, no, there's actually a higher tier above those people, the people who run intelligence agencies and who run the NSA and who run, you know, underground bases. You know, I'm not talking about clones and all this nonsense, but who actually run that kind of stuff, who are competent people. You know, Larry Fink is not incompetent. Okay. He's very, he's a very smart, very intelligent, cunning person. Okay. They're not dumb. And as long as we keep focusing on these people and these idiots that don't matter, the destinies or the leftists or what, all that stuff. And they are a part of the problem. They're a big army that's out there. But when we're not talking about the fact that it's not Israel or China, both of those countries pose a threat to the West and to America. In fact, Israel has had a history of taking American secrets and selling it to China. There have been books written about that. China has now made this a partnership with Canada. And Canada saying, we want to go with China for the New World Order. Well, it's not an accident that the countries under the dominion of the UK, the Queen's dominions, whether it's New Zealand or whether it's Australia or whether it's Canada or the UK, they're all moving rapidly towards Fabian socialism and then outright sort of third way communist capitalist synthesis socialism. So why is that? Well, that's because that is where it's, where we've been led. We've had American elites selling out the country, deindustrializing the country, moving all of our productivity overseas on purpose. So whether it's the Waltons and Walmart, with deals with China many, many years ago, or whether it's the Rothschilds promoting the same types of attitudes and movements in America to offshore everything. And the complaint is, oh, well, but we have all of these laws that make it impossible to run a business, which is true. But that's by design, so that the industry and everything will be shipped offshore to China, and so that we can have slave factories and all of this. That's by design. Because there was a push for many, many, many decades amongst the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, and all the same entities nowadays and more, like Davos and the World Economic Forum, to push for a socialist world order that would denigrate and downplay America's role in the coming world order. So when you understand that, that explains a lot of Trump's motivations and actions and statements. Again, whether or not we'll actually be able to bring the jobs back to America, whatever. I mean, I've been hearing we're going to bring the jobs back to America since I was a little kid. And all I've seen in the last 40 years is the jobs going away from America. So a lot of the rhetoric, a lot of the talk is good, but people have to understand how serious this is and how much of a disastrous situation we're actually in, and not get blackpilled, which is the real challenge, because people then want to give up and they want to retreat into video games or whatever. And it's fine to play video games, but the problem is that if you retreat from all of this, if you don't keep fighting this, it's going to get a lot worse. And then people fall into these other, you know, psyops like, well, accelerationism, like, why don't we just collapse the whole thing? Listen, every time that something like that happens, you get a worse situation. Okay. We don't want to move away from civilization and what we have. We don't want to collapse things. In fact, that would actually aid the global elite better to collapse things, because then they would be in a position to institute UBI because of a economic, you know, collapse or whatever. So I wouldn't say that we need to go in those directions. We don't have to ever adopt, you know, vices and wickedness to try to fight evil. You can't fight evil with a bunch of evil at the individual level. Maybe there's an argument to be made for governments and assassinations or whatever in terms of warfare. I understand all that, but at least for the people, we can't fight evil with evil. But Burton Hirsch goes on to talk about how Bill Donovan, the founder of the OSS, was actually a Rockefeller attaché. He worked directly for Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan as an actual agent and representative. And together, he and other operatives were able to set up an early version of what would become the CIA through British intelligence, and particularly various wealthy families like the DuPonts and others, establishing America's private intelligence apparatus. This is what we know of as the deep state. This is where it comes from. This is why we have this. And it's the model that the British elites had discovered worked better many, many, many centuries and years ago. So a royal society, a round table group of wise men and sages, something like Plato's Council of the Night. That's a better model for how to run a so-called fake democracy or an oligarchy, as opposed to actually having a representative government or having a king or a crown or whatever. This model seems to work better. This is the deep state secret government model. And the special operations executive of the British intelligence operatives, again, working at the behest of people like Lord Rothschild, working at the behest of British intelligence, which was not a capitalist enterprise. People think, oh, the Cold War was the capitalist versus the Soviets, the communists. Actually, British intelligence has never really been, they're not at all Austrian economists. They're not into that kind of an attitude. The earliest heads of British intelligence going back to the last century were open Fabian socialists. It is a socialist institution. They just happen to not really like Sovietism. And that's also why they didn't like national socialism, right? Because international socialism or Fabian socialism, which is socialism united with corporatism or monopoly capitalism, that's the real secret. That's what really ended up happening with the Communist Manifesto. And when I read this and you think about things like BlackRock, we're going to look at the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto in a moment. You're going to notice that, wait a minute, it's not the proletariat that's doing all of this. It's not the proletariat that is behind, you know, the Federal Reserve and money printing and all that. It's actually the corporate elite. So if you just reword the Communist Manifesto, instead of it being the workers or the state, and you realize it's the corporate state, it actually describes where we are. So you understand, no, this is a real plan, right? It's not Marx's workers. That part was wrong, but all the rest of it is actually what's happening. But to go back briefly to the origins of our deep state, which runs things, okay? This is who's actually in the media giving you sort of the fake media narratives, right? The talking heads. This is the lawyers that are out there through things like Sullivan and Cromwell sending Alan Dulles to be a liaison between, you know, Hitler's people and between, the West and the Jewish banking elites. Literally, there's a whole chapter on that. I'm not saying that the Jewish banking elites were all behind Hitler. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that they had this key role. In fact, Ian Fleming, who wrote the James Bond series, was the personal aide to Bill Donovan. And so you want to wonder where, you want to know where we got our OSS and CIA. It's from James Bond. It's from Ian Fleming. He's the one that helped as the personal consultant and assistant to set it up. But what was interesting is that I said some months back when I was on with Alex that there was a key connection between Alan Dulles and Schroeder Bank and the funding of the National Socialists as an example of a controlled dialectic. And a controlled dialectic doesn't mean that everything that Hitler's complaining about is wrong, right? There was Weimar money printing. There was economic and social moral degeneracy. But it doesn't follow from that that therefore Hitler was the hero and the good guy. For example, Burton Hirsch admits that, yes, of course, Alan Dulles was aided and supported by Western money, and he did appear to support the rise of Hitler. So the earliest leaders of the OSS and CIA were not necessarily all anti-Hitler. It does appear that Bill Donovan was, but it doesn't appear that Alan Dulles was. In fact, there were people who were running a lot of organizations like Christian Socialism, and Christian Socialism was a world Fabian socialist operation that was run by members of the OSS. We saw that the National Council of Churches was run by people from British intelligence, Wim Visserhoeft. We saw, for example, that people who were running a lot of these religious organizations were also at the behest of the Rockefellers, who funded the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches, all of which took certain stances in the World War II period by design to engineer and push Fabian socialism. So all of that is actually backed up in a book, not about Fabian socialism. It's about the history of the intelligence agencies from the Council on Foreign Relations perspective. The book goes on to talk about how IG Farben was a big supporter of Hitler and the National Socialists, something that we've talked about. And the Bank for International Settlements, which Quigley talks about being set up post-Bretton Woods as a clearinghouse originally for Nazi money. Now, it doesn't evolve into that. It evolves into something else than that. But originally, Schroeder Bank was a German clearinghouse for the Reich. Now, after the Reich falls, it becomes a tool of the Western elites, of course. But it's important to understand that all of this is set up not by government bureaucrats. This is not being set up and established by, who would we think? It's not being done by Hitler. It's not being done by the presidents of America. This is actually being done by banking elites and spies and academics. That's who's setting up the world order post-World War II. For example, the famous spy James Jesus Angleton was involved in not just being part of the secret team of that day, but in helping to set up some of these OSS operations in America through his contacts with the intelligence agencies in other countries. He was at the Rome desk for the CIA, for example, down the road. And he helps to organize, for example, relationships between the CIA and the Vatican. That prepares the way then for William Colby and others to run Operation Gladio, Kissinger, etc. And that's what ended up compromising the Vatican on record. That's why the CIA was so involved in certain papal conclaves like Paul VI's papal conclave, because they want to make sure that somebody like Paul VI would be 100% on board with the CIA. That's why Kissinger would regularly go and fly over there and meet with Paul VI to ensure that he was on board with what the CIA wanted and who the Council on Foreign Relations and the Davos elite. The same people, right, who ended up being the mentors to people like Klaus Schwab are the same mentors to Pope Francis, right? Before Leo, there was Francis, and everybody recalls the sort of disastrous pro-World Economic Forum, pro-Davos attitude that Pope Francis had. Why was that? Well, that's because the mentor to Klaus Schwab, people like Paulo Freire, who wrote Frankfurt School-style socialist pedagogy books, he was also the mentor to Pope Francis and to Heldar Camara, the bishop, one of the archbishops, liberation theology bishops from Latin South America. So that's who's really running the world. That's who's telling the Vatican what they would like and what policy should be in place for an institution that influences still a billion people. Okay, so it's not just about Israel. It's not just about China. It's about all these things. And all of these entities that we're discussing here, right? When Bill Donovan, for example, was a major figure cultivating an alliance between the Vatican and the CIA during the post-World War II period and into the Cold War, that's a double-edged sword, right? It doesn't make the CIA the good guys. It makes the CIA the ones that are telling the Vatican at Vatican II, you need to move in this direction of something like Fabian socialism. And that's exactly what the document, not just Nostra Aetate, which is about the world religions all being the same God and the same deity that's worshipped, it uses the word worship, but also Gaudium et Spes, the Vatican II document that deals with the Vatican's political position and ideology. Gaudium et Spes openly teaches open borders, chain migration, disarmament of all the Western nations. It teaches the Fabian socialist attitude on purpose. Why is that? Is it just liberal theologians? That's a very low-tier, naive take. You've got to get into the spy histories, the geopolitics books, the Brzezinskis, the Kissingers, the Burton Hirsches, because they tell you what was really going on at the higher Committee of 300, Committee of, Bilderberg group, that level, right, of discussion. Spectre, what you see in James Bond, right? When Ian Fleming wrote Spectre, when you watch the movie Spectre and you see Spectre's meeting, okay, that's actually not the bad guys. That's British intelligence. That's Spectre. Cobra. That's who. Cobra is who runs G.I. Joe. it's Spectre that's meeting with Francis and Leo. Why else do you think they would be going in this more and more pro-gay marriage perspective? Why would they be having gay processions at the Vatican? What does NATO push? What does the CIA push in all these other countries? Gay rights. That's Western freedom. They've been using that as an example, as well as Gloria Steinem working with Miss Magazine to promote feminism. Again, feminism's pushed by the CIA. Trans rights, now pushed by these same agencies across the world. Why? Because it's part of an overall game plan. It's not just incompetent liberals. It's a plan. It includes many of the AIPAC Israeli people. It's not only them, though, right? You saw earlier the article of a Israeli-Chinese tech alliance for the future. And that's because we have been taken over. We have been subverted from within. As we saw earlier in the interviews that Alex said earlier, it's not just the leftists or the socialists. We have this takeover from within, the long march through the institutions that Antonio Gramsci, the famous Marxist socialist, talked about, right? That's the same idea as a Fabian socialist. Let's get into the institutions, subvert them from within, whether it's the economy, whether it's the arts, whether it's whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, that's how we got taken over. In the naivety of Christians, the stupidity of Christians in the West, the foolishness of people believing in the establishment narratives is what led to them taking over and getting power. That we weren't, we didn't have discernment to understand that there are wicked people and there are people who believe that they are justified in doing whatever they want. You know, leftists, they have a same dual ethic that we talked about at the beginning of this fourth hour, right? They're kind of tribal, you could say, in a way, but they also sort of eat each other like an Ouroboros. But, you know, they have a dual ethic to where they are justified in whatever they do because, well, I was oppressed. So I have a right to, you know, rape, steal, kill, plunder, whatever, because I was oppressed. So that's another version of this hypocritical dual ethic, which is ultimately destructive to the whole social order, right? Now, they don't care because they believe that they're going to institute, you know, their technocracy or their socialist paradise. And we're beginning to see the return of socialism by design. And why is that? Well, I said we would go to the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. We're going to talk about what was really going on, that Marx's plan was always a banking corporate elite plan. He was funded. Engels was funded by, Engels was his funder as a wealthy stock owner. And so let's listen to this and think about it, not in the sense of the state, but in the sense of the corporate elite, the banking elite. The abolition of property and land and all rental land to the state. Oh, the corporate state. Oh, like BlackRock buying up all the single, or all the family homes. A heavy progressive graduated income tax. Oh, interesting. Which goes to what? Fund all the other countries, right? By the government bank? No, we pay that to the private Federal Reserve. So again, we're already two planks in. The abolition of inheritance. Again, all the massive taxation in this country is another way to attack that. Centralization of credit and issuance of money in the hands of a private corporate bank. Yep. Centralization of communications through the technocracy, absolutely. The extension of factories and all control of resources under Megacorp, yep, that's happening. Basically, the rest of it is the centralization of everything, including education, and the removal of city and town into everybody being into megalopolises. All of that is the corporate plan of Marx.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk
to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.